Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Press Start to Play. And this is your host Ayush from GameFeed. And once again, I'm joined by Manas Choi and Sushir Rehman.
Hello.
What's up?
The original trio is back back together again. The yes. Weakness has been scrubbed off for today. Right?
Oh my god. Those guys are not used to, like, you know, editor waking up late nights.
two times in 2 weeks, and there, yeah, no, I can do it any longer. Process.
Weak sauce. Let's go.
So that's the more politically correct term, I guess. What I use. Anyways, so we have a very special show lined up for you tonight. We're going to be talking about Starfield. Obviously, the games come out, and the gears in Sushi's minds are already turning. As you can see, he's going to pre-order it soon, very soon, right? And then we're going to be talking about The Last of Us, the first part, which is going to be coming out on the PlayStation 5, and whether Sony is milking that cow to the death, I guess, right? And and we're going to talk about Diablo Immortal, a game that some of us have been playing and quite frankly, being enjoying. So, you know, before you hit that dislike button, hear us out. But first, Starfield, Sushir, you want to take it away?
Oh, we are starting off with okay. Let's begin. Okay. My body's ready now. Okay. So the first thing that I want to say about Starfield is that like in the past week since that this whole trailer and gameplay and everything has come out and, you know, Todd's stuff and all that, I have had developed really a big love-hate relationship with Starfield. And on the other hand, I just like can't, you know, it's so bizarre and it's so, like, sometimes you think it's going to be so good or bad that you can't look away. That's the thing that I'm having with Starfield, with all the people on YouTube and everywhere else, you know, IGN, GameSpot, Kotaku, everybody talking about it. I'm going through the gamut of all their reactions and everything. I'm getting to learn a lot. And the thing is that it was a good thing that we got some time. After that Summer Game Fest and Xbox Bethesda conference to actually internalize whatever has happened to us and then come up with, like, you know, not blabber, oh my God, it looks awesome. No, like, I have real big thoughts about it. And I'm not going to be that stupid person, because the thing is that the game looks like it's going to be really buggy. Okay. Like, it is going to have...
You can't help that. Like, it's such a big game, you know. You can't help.
It is going to have that jank. That complete Bethesda jank.
Like classic Bethesda jank.
Like, wears it as a badge. Like, oh my God, this is my
feature.
Yeah. So, is it a feature or a bug? Yes. So, but the thing is, like, the in exciting thing is that, like, I find that, like, this year started off with me reviewing Horizon Forbidden, you know, West, and I thought it was going, like, you know, it was one of my best RPG experiences till date. But then I see, like, the whole gamut of, like, how game development works. And on one side is the highly curated, you know, experience of, like, you know, good, you know, lip sync, good animations, good faces, like, really good looking people, you know, like, complete, like, models and stuff like that. Or, you know, sab cheez bahut badhiya chal raha hai, you know, and everything is, like, complete tight and all that. But it's completely closed. And the whole thing about Bethesda for all these years, good or bad, and the reason why it's like the live service without the live element. Like, that's what I feel Bethesda is right now. With games like, you know, Skyrim, with games like Fallout 3, New Vegas, which is not theirs, but it's under them. Like, let's make that exception. And 4 and all that. It has had an, like, impressive run. All these games, like, tens of, like, decades, like, people have stuck with them, played them again and again, developed mods, because it's such a, like, you know, monumentally inviting game where, like, people can, like, put in their own elements and then have another run, have another playthrough, or go through them, you know, one more time. So that kind of experience, I think, you know, something like Forbidden West might be lacking. Of course, better story, better graphics, better everything, but then there is Skyrim. So, you know, you get the comparison. So I feel like I'm writing an article on that, yeah. But yeah. I won't spoil it. I'm just trying to say Starfield is going to be a really big mess at launch. Like, that's my borderline thing.
That's not a prediction, that's a spoiler.
That's a spoiler, yeah.
Yeah. I have one question, Sushir. So, like, you talk about like the skills, the Bethesda games have been big on modding, right? Like, the community lethi and it mods it and it becomes something else completely. But Starfield is day one Xbox Game Pass.
Right.
Okay. But on Xbox Game Pass, you don't own it. Like, you don't buy that game. How would modding work on a game for Game Pass?
So modding
won't, right?
No, it will. Actually, you're installing it and then you can, you know, add your mods.
So, Game Pass wale version of Skyrim ko, I don't think you can
but
mod like.
On Windows, na?
Acha, oh, you're saying on Xbox?
Xbox ha, store se bhi tum mod kar sakte ho.
Store se ha, I think Creation Club ke through you can now.
Matlab you can do it.
Those are like Bethesda approved mods, na?
You can do third party Baba Jack Nexus mods. You can do all that. So
even on Game Pass. So but even if that game rolls off,
then you can't access the game. Then you can't access the game at all. That's
the point I'm making. So jaise tumne koi mod banaya, like you made, I'm not saying like you're using a mod, I'm saying like you're making a mod for the game.
Right.
So Game Pass pe tha. So you made a mod for it and then it rolls out of Game Pass. What happens to that mod? Ye hai mera question.
No, that's the question. So here, that's what I'm trying to say. The mods are usually on third-party websites like Nexus Mods or, you know, some other places. So people go and access that, they download that, and then they, you know, through another launcher, run the game with the mods. So that's what usually happens with the PC. On the Xbox itself platform, it happens a little differently. Wo to, you know, look, jaise Creation Club, just like Manas said, that is how it works. Mm-hmm. Creation Club ke through se kiya. To wahan pe bhi agar koi apna mod through se karega, to jitna din Game Pass rahega, utna din aadmi khel payega. Jab nahi rahega, then the, you know, the mod is itself free, but the game, you know, you will not be able to access it. But
I see.
The funny thing that I want to say is that it's like everything over there is like such a, you know, they're taking such a big leap in the sense which I feel that Bethesda hasn't taken yet till date. They've corrected the wrong of Fallout 4. Fallout 4 mein jo voice dialogue system tha, they have rolled that back up. Yeah, because, you know, it was a big problem with the modding community. Okay, you know, because when they were adding more quests and more stuff, then the voice dialogues were not there and it was a big jarring experience for people. And of course, another big thing was, you know, like, just like, you know, this, the engine that all this is working on. What is the name of the engine? Hold on.
Creation Engine,
part two, right? जिसको नाम पार्ट टू कर दिए, दैट वॉज प्रीवियसली लाइक क्रिएशन इंजन पार्ट वन, उसके पहले किसी और से खरीदी थी, उसका नाम गेम ब्रायो था, और चेंज करके, एंड लाइक यू कैन फाइंड लाइक दोज रेलिक्स, दोज प्रॉब्लम्स इनहेरेंटली देयर. बट द थिंग इज दैट आई वांट टू से, जस्ट लाइक सोर्स का भी सोर्स टू बन रहा है, यू नो, वाल्व का जैसे सोर्स इंजन है, दीज इंजिन्स आर सो वर्सेटाइल एंड स्टफ लाइक दैट, बट दे आर जैंकी एज हेल, क्योंकि कंप्लीट स्पेगेटी कोड है इसके अंदर. किसी को रिफैक्टर करना या कुछ हेल्प करना बहुत डिफिकल्ट है, बट देन इट्स लाइक अ मॉडर्स हेवन. So unlike Unity and Unreal, these games like made on stuff like, you know, Creation and Source, they have like the highest number of mods on any place, you know, for any game. What I feel Starfield is doing is that it's providing this like No Man's Sky kind of experience. And I think, you know, people might call it right away like No Man's Sky to No Man's Sky khelenge and stuff like that. But the fun thing is that Todd Howard knows why No Man's Sky ultimately succeeded, and that's because Sean Murray took out like 13-14 updates to get it right. Correct. Like every time there was a big update and like everybody was like, oh, screaming and shouting, oh, Sean Murray, he's the best, sab bhool gaya uske bare mein kya hua tha. I think Todd Howard ko pata hai crowdsourcing kya cheez hai, and all that things that you saw, that all those big updates and everything, by the time a week or a month rolls down, Starfield mein ho ya na ho, wo sab cheez andar aa jayenge.
Yeah.
Because all the things that they failed at, or they did not do, or they did not think about, especially like, you know, the way that they're doing, engine ka limitation hai. The reason why the ship can't land directly is because of wo streaming jo technology hai, loka, game ka asset streaming technology is not good. It's not good. To matlab, on this, in space, it's another game, and on land, it's another game altogether.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, the game asset streaming is not good. That is why they're like, they said, you know, it's not a problem anymore.
I'm just referring to the tinfoil hat that Sushir is wearing now, right now. It's putting
no, but
it on.
I'm putting out the flaws too, that this is the flaw, but the modding community will find a way. But aisa nahi hona chahiye ki game of the year ke यू नो कोई मॉड के हिसाब से गेम ऑफ द ईयर बन जाए, बेस्ड ऑन इट्स लाइक ओन क्वालिटीज इट शुड बी थॉट अबाउट दैट. एंड द गुड पार्ट इज दैट दे आर पुटिंग इन लाइक मोर कस्टमाइजेशन. लाइक अभी पहले था गन कस्टमाइज कर सकते हो, फिर आया यू नो यू कैन मेक योर ओन आउटपोस्ट, नाउ इट इज लाइक यू कैन मेक योर ओन शिप एंड एवरीथिंग. सो ऑल दिस काइंड ऑफ स्टफ इज लाइक इनग्रेन्ड टू मेक पीपल लूज काउंटलेस ऑफ आवर्स इन देम. So it's like a, like if people are wanting like a Forbidden West experience, this game will not be for them. But for people who are wanting to go for that Skyrim Fallout wala experience, I think they'll like find it, you know, right at home. They'll find themselves right at home.
Yeah. And also I wanted to, speaking of customization, jo suits dikhaye the na in the trailer, they looked awesome waise. Very detailed, very nice to look at. Character creator wagera mein when they were switching out characters and suits वगैरह change हो रहे थे, some of them look damn cool. And I also really like the color palette. उसका थोड़ा dark, थोड़ा gritty, थोड़ा grungy सा color palette है. Less whimsical, which maybe I hope it also goes with the theme tone of the game, वो exploration. And even the empty planets, उन्होंने towards the end जो biomes वगैरह दिखाए थे, like they showed good variety. वो planets empty है वाला knowledge है, which kind of sucks. But I hope कि कुछ कुछ discovery हो, कुछ fun हो, just to explore and see these places. I genuinely still am bitter about like 1000 planet wala illogical stuff kyunki like I mean but uske alawa dekho there is a lot of promise. I like I am genuinely fairly excited to play stuff. Mujhe lag raha this is like the game jo yeah just get into my hands. I really want to play it. Jo dikha rahe especially mujhe lag raha as good as No Man's Sky yes it and jitna bhi No Man's Sky se le rahe into Fallout I'm happy with it kyunki I like all of that stuff in No Man's Sky but No Man's Sky doesn't have the thing that I like from the Fallout games is the story the all the branching narratives branching as in ki you go off in different paths not ki the narrative themselves are branching but you branch off to do something else kyunki ek call aaya or some NPC wants or a companion quest aaya kuch aaya all of that na all of that is not like that meaty in No Man's Sky. So, wo sara explore karna in this world, I kind of really appreciate ye opportunity also to do this in a Fallout wala universe or if it had been a Skyrim wala universe. It would kind of be cool ki if one of the planets you land on is Skyrim. Like the land of Skyrim, like all those creatures and everything in that land would kind of be cool. Nahi, if you like, oh shit, diye maine kahin aur, I think suna tha, but this idea sounded so fascinating. Imagine you
this
go
is,
to some planet.
This is Warhammer.
वैसे लाइक यू गो टू सम प्लैनेट एंड लाइक कैसे तो यू एंटर करते टाइम योर प्लेन कैचेस ऑन फायर क्रैशेस समथिंग एंड यू ब्लैक आउट देन यू आर वोकन अप एंड यू आर इन अ कैरेज एंड स्काईरिम लिखा बी हिलेरियस इफ समथिंग लाइक दैट हैपेंस बट आई डोंट थिंक
माय गॉड
So I'm excited about this game, Saeem.
And the thing is, like, you think that I'm just because like I'm saying only good stuff or anything? Like, it's not I that.
Know.
Like,
I know that you are a Bethesda fanboy.
Like, let me you know bear the secrets and everything. Like, you know, you can't go up stairs. What is that called? Ladders in in this engine. ये इंजन पे ना लैडर सही से नहीं चलता है बिकॉज वो एनिमेशन उन लोग अभी तक वो करेक्ट एनिमेशन नहीं वो जो करेक्ट स्क्रिप्ट जो रन होना चाहिए वो प्रॉब्लमैटिक हो जाता है यू नो वंस यू आर चेंजिंग ऑल्टीट्यूड लाइक राइट अवे फ्रॉम जीरो ऑफसेट टू समथिंग तो वहां पे प्रॉब्लम हो जाता है सो दे डोंट हैव दैट एंड दे हैव लाइक मल्टीपल वेज टू सर्कमवेंट ऑल दैट ठीक है वो मॉडिंग से भी सर्कमवेंट होता है बहुत सारे जगह में नाउ लेट मी टेल यू लाइक अ वेरी फनी स्टोरी अबाउट यू नो द क्रिएशन इंजन तो क्रिएशन इंजन पे few years तो definitely 10 years के ऊपर हो गया होगा Fallout 3 का एक क्या बोलते हैं उसका DLC था ठीक है वो DLC Broken Steel I think as far as I remember the DLC was Broken Steel वहाँ पे you get like एक quest रहता है you get to repair a metro car cab ठीक है presidential metro रहता है cab रहता है and for the first time you know you सब तुम सब जुगाड़ वगाड़ कर लिए जाके metro ठीक कर लिए and once you do that you know it's not an animation it's an in game thing which runs that you get into the metro and it runs and you might be thinking that what's the big deal iske pehle tak kabhi bhi fallout 3 mein ya skyrim mein koi you know car vehicle type ka cheez nahi tha theek hai mm-hmm. you know either it's like ai driven or something like that you know it there was nothing other than that kyunki wo pathing mein itna problem ho jata hai engine mein ke it becomes a mess So there are no car. Like if you see even in Starfield, तुमने इतना बड़ा planet, have you thought of like No Man's Sky में तो वो moon lander type का चीज़ है, bike है, ये है, वो है. have you ever thought like Starfield mein kya karenge, gaadi dikhaye kidhar dikhaye, ek jagah se ek jagah kahan kaise jayenge, pedal jayenge, itna bada planet hai,
bas le gaadi to chahiye hogi na,
gaadi nahi hogi, and I'm telling you gaadi
they would have like a Mass Effect type wo car, to 1000 planet kaise flew karega bhai koi banda,
listen to me, you know how they solved it in that, you know, the presidential metro thing. So actually kya hota hai ki tum jab wo metro pe enter karte ho, then what happens, the script changes and it puts like a whole metro, like a whole metro carriage as a armor, like armor shield on your
back. Oh my god.
And you as an NPC actually run on the tracks, under the tracks. Tumko to zero offset karke visibility hata dete hain, and you are actually running under the tracks. Aur waise karke train move hoke nikal ja raha hai.
Oh shit.
Theek hai. And like there are the articles out there on the internet to prove it, and so you'll see why I'm right.
So, but they have to have some solution in Starfield, nahi?
And listen, Fallout 4 mein drivable cars mods se add ho gaya. People have added it. But I don't know what Bethesda is doing. Like, have they added it themselves? Like, I'm really cautious about the fact that they are going to, like, seriously leave it up to, like, you know, like the modders to complete this kind of a game. Because if they kept it to, like, 10...
But then they will be designing the game around you having to walk. So, kya pata matlab... So it doesn't make any sense, nahi, ki like, jaise if it's like a barren planet you land on just for resource mining and all. So it makes sense to have a vehicle go from resource point to resource point, mine and stuff. Nahi to aisa hoga ki agar walking is the consideration that they're working with, to fir the points will all be very close together, jyada dur kuch hoga nahi. Even though they said ki you can explore the entire planet and all, but gaadi nahi.
And Manas, have you thought about the fact ki agar space alag game hua, or planet ke andar alag game hua, then how do you select the place that you want to land in?
From a menu, I assume, fir to.
To fir menu mein, matlab, jo Todd Howard jo lie kar diya already, ke you can land anywhere, is then false.
Wo already bola hai kya usne?
Yeah, he but said that.
But he then also went on to say ki, matlab, you cannot actually land from space into, directly planet to planet nahi kar sakte na.
He's saying that the transition from space to the planet surface is not seamless. That's what he said.
So
he said you can land anywhere.
Jaise you see
it does
your,
not make sense.
Your plane kind of going towards the planet and then engine burn, okay, pura garam nahi hua tha. Maybe ek white effect aa jaye and then the transition is ki now you're on that planet. But on the surface of the planet, can you still fly around? Wo dikhaya nahi hai aisa kuch.
No.
Okay.
Any. So space is a different reality.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they'll have to do it.
And the planet is a different reality.
Yeah, he said that. He said
to, achha, so, Sushir ne kafi tarif kari. So this is what I think. 2022 mein to put out a game with no voice acting on the main character is unbelievable. Theek hai na, matlab
but
Skyrim ke na, it feels very weird to me that it does not speak.
But Ayush, like you know, the fans and the forum, you know, Reddit and everything, people are overjoyed because of the fact that this does not have NPC dialogue, because like a big hallmark of
NPC
some
dialogue
Western,
your character doesn't.
Your own dialogue. Yeah. Your own spoken dialogue mein main problem kya ho jata hai? Most of these games longevity depends on the mods. So usme kya hota hai? And people don't want to like have a particular voice, like, you know, talking like, you know, about whatever is being said on screen, because the blank slate effect, wo jo blank slate tum bana rahe ho character ka, they don't want that, you know, voice to take over that character. So that is also
I don't know. So kya hai ye Bethesda, hum log players ke liye game bana rahe hai, modders ke liye game bana rahe
hai? Nahi, matlab think of it like Witcher mein character hai already Geralt. Horizon mein already character hai Aloy, right?
Aloy.
So these are not like free form character creation RPGs. Free form character creation RPGs mein you create a person from the ground up. कैसा दिखेगा, कैसा होगा, कैसा बनेगा, मोटा होगा, पतला होगा, क्या ट्रेट होगा, क्या नहीं होगा. सो इन दैट रिस्पेक्ट वो एक हार्डकोर कम्युनिटी अलग है. वो हार्डकोर कम्युनिटी दे डोंट वांट वॉइसेस, एंड टू रिकॉर्ड लाइक मल्टीपल वॉइसेस फॉर द सेम कैरेक्टर फॉर लाइक इट बिकम्स अ ह्यूज टास्क. लाइक नाउ व्हाट दे हैव डन
करते हैं लाइक दैट इट्स अ ह्यूज टास्क, बट आई वुड से कि Bethesda इज वन ऑफ दी कंपनीज हु कैन अकॉम्प्लिश दिस बिग टास्क.
Bethesda did that with Fallout 4 with both like male voices and female voices. They did that last time around, but it was like completely banned. Like people didn't like it. People like you, there are mods out there which actually remove that feature.
Achha.
Like hata dete hain.
To be honest, matlab, mujhe aisa lag raha hai, because Skyrim was so much fun, Oblivion bhi fun tha, all of these had the same structure. Toh mujhe lag raha hai, like your character not talking, itna shayad matter nahi karta hai in these kinds of games, kyunki your character is not ever like the focus of that like the real focus, like it's the exploration, the everything outside your character is like what's exciting. Nahi is jaise Geralt, a good example hai, like Geralt himself is interesting, uska khud ka ek history backstory hai. Like mujhe lagta hai Fallout wale games mein like there's a like a bare bones history build karte hain na, acha this is how they ended up in the vault, that's what they build. Uske alawa like not a lot of personal takes nahi, you're discovering, exploring history of the world hai jo interesting hai. To maybe from that perspective, like mujhe ye sunke bilkul honestly bilkul bura nahi laga ki character mein dialogues nahi, kyunki I can't remember a single thing, single good thing about the character dialogues or the character himself or herself from Fallout 4. So I don't think kuch wahan lose ho raha hai. Hopefully this just makes the other stories and NPC dialogues and all more meaningful.
Yeah, because like there are like 100,000 lines in Fallout 4 with like NPC and the player. This has 150,000 lines only for NPCs. So that like people themselves can understand like what will be the scope
still
of the game that they're wanting to
do. Less, nahi? Like when you're saying 1,000 planets and all and
uske baad ek like, NPC.
But I think the regarding this dialogue and everything is that a main problem which many not like people getting into No Man's Sky face is that they don't know what to do next at times. Like that's why they created later on with those updates called expeditions, ke ek guided path thoda. But even then it's like difficult for like a small 10-man team to do that. Theek hai. Aur abhi what they are trying to say is that they will have a guided path through this procedural universe. And that is, you know, a little bit exciting, you know, like think No Man's Sky, but with like a guided path in the middle. So all those stuff, it's going to be exciting, you know, in a manner of, you know, to say that.
Big
but yeah,
big game.
I am excited just by seeing you guys excited. Matlab aisa. Jaise main Elden Ring ke liye tha na, like there was so few people and I was excited for them. So that's the same, I'm excited for you guys. You guys are so excited for Starfield.
But I think Ayush, you know, in the manner of the fact, if this game does release next year, early next year, I would really want you to jump in and, you know, just like, you know, you are, you know, seeing Elden Ring from a different perspective. Maybe, you know, you will see like a Bethesda RPG from a different perspective, especially since Starfield will be like a new IP.
Koi bhi nahi khela hai kya Ayush Bethesda RPG?
I think Skyrim khela hai.
Yes, Skyrim Ayush. Thoda sa.
But Obi, you started recently again, with thoda sa na?
Okay. Like it was a, like it's very start and stop for me in case of like Skyrim. Thoda sa khela phir chhod diya, phir thoda sa khela phir chhod diya aise.
Skyrim, whenever, when you're playing on PS5, to why not add mods and all? Like there are good mods console pe.
अरे वो mods add करके trophy achievement off हो जाता है.
Oh yeah, that's true. That sucks, man. मतलब specially होना चाहिए कोई category में कि graphic mods हैं, weapon mods हैं, तो just add them. वैसे क्या ही फर्क पड़ता है नहीं लाइक आई मीन इट्स सच अ फ्री फॉर्म गेम यू कैन मेक इट सो इजी तो ऐसा नहीं है कि द मॉड्स मे बी देयर अफ्रेड कि देयर इज अ मॉड दैट कम्स आउट दैट अनलॉक्स ऑल ट्रॉफीज ऐसा कुछ मॉड का डर होगा उन्हें कि ना ऐसा कुछ हो जाएगा एनीवेज या सॉरी गो ऑन
नहीं तो आई थिंक लाइक फ्रॉम स्टारफील्ड आई थिंक वी कैन मूव ऑन टू समथिंग एल्स
ओह वेट वेट बिफोर वी एक्चुअली मूव ऑन टू द नेक्स्ट क्योंकि फिर माइक्रोसॉफ्ट की बात खत्म हो जाएगी ना तो आई जस्ट वांटेड टू थोड़ा सा लाइक लुक उस टाइम पे आई वाज लाइक यार और बड़े गेम्स फेबल वगैरह ये सब कहां है क्योंकि रेडफॉल देख के शायद मुझे इमीडिएटली उतना मजा नहीं आया ना विच वॉज द अदर बिग गेम फ्रॉम माइक्रोसॉफ्ट बट देन आई हर्ड मोर कि ना लाइक देयर फोकस वॉज की एक तो गेम्स दिखाने गेम प्ले दिखाना है ऑल्सो गेम प्ले फॉर गेम्स विच आर कमिंग इन द नेक्स्ट 12 मंथ्स I think that is also very ambitious. Chalo, theek hai. Wo clarity ki na, like, okay, everything you see, you will be playing in a year. Kyunki yeah, makes sense ki, achha, Fable, you're not playing in a year. It may be taking 2-3 years. About be 2-3 saal lag rahe. Toh, from that perspective, mujhe laga, okay, that's a noble target and a goal to have. For like, I mean, imagine when they do this next year again. Then they might have Fable Evolved and all to show. And that year might even be bigger. But also, it will make sense ki, achha, this would be a great format for Microsoft, especially given the number of studios they have. It'll be a great format for them to have. कि ना हम वही games दिखा रहे हैं जो next 1 year में आ रहा है. उसका gameplay ही दिखाएंगे जहाँ time pass नहीं करेंगे. And then that's a great challenge to Sony also. कि hey Sony like hey keep up like you also make more games, put in more money. वाला वो ना किसी ने मुझे बोला था कि किसी ने मुझे नहीं like somebody was saying कि it's idiotic to think कि Sony अगर $70 charge कर रहा है या फिर Sony अपने games PC पे ला रहा है. तो जो एक्स्ट्रा मनी आएगा दैट विल गो इनटू गेम्स तो आई थॉट लाइक इट्स नॉट आई कैन सी वो सिनिकल थॉट कहाँ से आ रहा है कि ओके यू जस्ट मेक द मनी एंड द हायर अप्स पॉकेट दैट मनी लेकिन इफ दे कीप डूइंग दैट तो सोनी बंद हो जाएगा बिकॉज द अदर साइड विद दैट मनी इज एक्चुअली पुटिंग गेम मनी इनटू गेटिंग गेम्स चाहे वो अपने हो या थर्ड पार्टी ला रहे हो सिल्क सॉन्ग जैसे लेके आ रहे हैं डे वन ऑन गेम पास दैट मस्ट हैव कॉस्ट अ लॉट ऑफ मनी एंड दे पुटिंग इन दैट मनी तो दिख रहा है कि लाइक वो तो डाल रहे हैं मनी इनटू गेम्स, तो अगर सोनी नहीं करेगा एज समबडी वो सेइंग नहीं करेगा तो बंद हो जाएगा फिर तो.
दैट अदर गेम दैट वी गॉट एक्साइटेड बाय लुकिंग एट इट वो स्क्वांच टेंटो का गेम्स, क्या नाम है,
आयन लाइफ.
आयन लाइफ, राइट?
ओह या या,
दैट वाज अ स्टेडिया गेम. माइक्रोसॉफ्ट स्नैक्ड इट आफ्टर लाइक स्टेडिया लाइक इंटीग्रेटेड. या
स्टेडिया एक्सक्लूसिव.
या
क्वेरी भी ऐसे ही था मैंने सुना. स्टो क्वेरी और एक और गेम जस्ट देयर वाज वन गेम ना जिसमें 8 or 12 character people can play together. सारे slide show चल रहे थे. What was that game? Choice driven वाला game. You remember? हम कह रहे थे ना ये सिर्फ कुछ frames दिखा रहे हैं, लेकिन कुछ actual gameplay नहीं दिखा रहे करके. Remember?
अच्छा 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 अच्छा.
Police वगैरह है. I forget. You were in a store or something.
Graphic novel type की जो थी.
Graphic novel type. That was also supposed to be.
As Dusk Falls.
As Dusk Falls. Yeah. That was also supposed to be stadium exclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's surprising how. Like, you know, Microsoft snagged those up and like brought them into
Directed by Tarantino.
Also, big deal वैसे getting Persona. उस time पे लगा, like I had already, Persona मेरे पास already access है ना, तो I didn't care उस time पे. But actually, that must have also cost them a lot of money. Getting especially Persona 5 Royal on Game Pass, मतलब समझे, that's like giving up any further money you'll make from that game probably on PC and Xbox. So getting that on Game Pass, like great get, like अच्छा लगा देख के कि दे रियली सीरियस अबाउट द गेम्स दैट दे वांट एक्सबॉक्स प्लेयर्स टू बी एबल टू प्ले. दैट्स आल्सो
या एंड दे डिडंट इवन लाइक जस्ट लाइक यू सेड लाइक वन ईयर मींस नेक्स्ट ईयर जून.
या
दे डिडंट इवन कम यू नो टेक द होल ईयर इनटू अकाउंट. लाइक ऐसा नहीं कि 2023 पूरा पकड़ है. सो मेनी ऑफ दोस गेम्स कैन कम आउट इन 2023 बट यू नो दे वर नॉट फीचर्ड हियर.
या
बट व्हाटएवर दे डन यू नो what I want to say is Ayush, when you move on to the next topic, again you might be surprised as to what I say. Like you heard me saying shit about Starfield a little bit, but it's a love hate thing. But you know, whatever you're going to start, trust me, you'll not be ready for that.
अच्छा ऐसा क्या? ऐसा नहीं. The next game I think I want to talk about is another one. Like we've been talking about Skyrim a lot, right? Skyrim has come out on the PS3, PS4, PS. It's out on PS5 now. So there is another game which has joined that rank. Which is The Last of Us, right? So The Last of Us initially came out on the PS3, it came out on the PS4 in the form of remake. It's now coming out on the PS5 and soon it will be on the PC, right? So there is obviously a certain set of people who are really happy. I hate them. But there is also a certain set of people who are saying like Sony is milking its like golden cow dry. There's too much Last of Us. It has joined the ranks of games like GTA 5 and Skyrim, where you can buy it everywhere. And you can play it everywhere. And Resident Evil 4, right? So that's another one. So, you know, what do you guys think? Are people bored of The Last of Us? You know, is it too much Last of Us? Manas, you want to go first?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the first one. Maza aaya tha, lekin mujhe lag raha hai, in terms of gameplay, visuals and everything, obviously Last of Us 2 is much better. And also, ek cheez, remember karna, it's good to remember ki Last of Us 1 ka jo remaster aata, that came out like 8 years ago now. So it's been a while. Matlab, it feels ki, matlab, because of Last of Us 2, maybe it feels like, you know, and Last of Us 2 ke against jo reaction tha because people don't have good taste. तो वो भी मतलब हर्ट द लास्ट ऑफ अस का थोड़ा वो ना कि पीपल मे बी जस्ट डोंट वांट नॉटी डॉग टू मूव अवे फ्रॉम इट व्हिच आई आल्सो वांट नॉटी डॉग टू डू समथिंग न्यू बट आई एम ओके विद लाइक अपस्केल लाइक
लाइक गुड रीमेक मल्टी प्लेयर लाइक या नॉटी डॉग इट्स दे आर वर्किंग ऑन अ मल्टी प्लेयर एंड हु एंड इज नॉटी डॉग डूइंग द रीमेक और इज इट अनदर लाइक इट्स अ रीमेक
इन हाउस आगे रीमेक
इन हाउस है डायरेक्टर लग है.
ओके
या
ओके
I think
it's not even the PC one. I think the Blue Point नहीं कर रहा PC वाला काम.
नहीं internally.
अच्छा.
Okay.
And also जब Last of Us का remaster आया था one का उस time पे Naughty Dog had said कि they're doing the remaster also एक तो remaster हो जाए दूसरा also to get acquainted with the PS4 का hardware. And then look where they got to towards the end. Like Last of Us 2 looks incredible, man. Like वो game तो फाड़ू है देखने में. Uncharted 4, Uncharted Lost Legacy ना. फाड़ू था देखने में. तो आई मीन इफ दे डूइंग इट खुद से अगेन होपफुली गेटिंग देयर हैंड्स ऑन विद द PS5 लास्ट ऑफ अस का रीमेक अच्छा निकल के आया. आई एम ग्लैड इट्स कमिंग आउट सून ताकि निपटा के दे कैन मूव ऑन टू समथिंग एल्स व्हिच आई रियली वांट टू सी मोर गेम्स फ्रॉम देम. बट आई डोंट
थिंक दैट्स एग्जांपल है मेरा से लाइक पुट आउट लास्ट ऑफ अस का रीमेक ऑन दैट न्यू प्लेटफॉर्म सो यू गेट कंफर्टेबल विद द आर्किटेक्चर उसके बाद अपना मेन गेम पुश करो.
हां अपना लाइक फाड़ू नेक्स्ट गेम बनाओ
होपफुली ट्यूटोरियल लेवल.
and
but we just charge $70.
The cost, I agree ki, matlab, it's too much. It's too much, but...
Yeah, the cost ka yaar, pata hai, like, jise, I understand it from the gaming point of view. Theek hai? But main isko na jab developer ke point of view se dekhta na, like from a developer point of view, I belong to the community, I look at the developer point of view. Abhi, jise, the same person, like who started, like let's say, the Last of Us came out in 2013. Theek hai? I started my career in 2010. Theek hai? So let's say there was an like obviously it took around 2 to 3 years to make that game, right? So it is viable that the development started in 2010. Theek hai? So jis bande ne Last of Us pe development shuru kiya hoga mere sath kaam karne ke baad, the amount of money that I was earning in 2010 na is peanuts as compared to what I'm earning today. Theek hai?
Yeah.
Us time pe bhi Last of Us aaya tha, that was $60. Theek hai? Abhi bhi most of the games that came out today are all still $60. Theek hai? But that salary of the developer has definitely gone up. There is no doubt about it because yeah. they are the best in the business today. Naughty Dog is hiring the best in the business today. And that's the way, that's the only way they can produce the best in class experience for the PS4. Koi intern aake nahi kar raha hai, like koi fresher aake nahi kar raha hai produce for. So there are like people who are very expert, very competent with it, and they have experience under their belt who are able to produce those assets, those storylines, those graphics on the PlayStation 5 and 4, right? And they are going to demand money for it. And so like that is also a reason why the games are going on PC and that's the reason why the game cost is also increased.
I'm with you, jaise for every other, jaise mujhe lagta hai games like Red Dead, especially these big games, they should easily be $80-$90, not an issue. क्योंकि लाइक वो स्केल स्कोप है, लाइक मैं वैसे नहीं, मुझे लगता है कि लास्ट ऑफ अस वन का दी ओनली थॉट मुझे लगा कि प्राइसिंग थोड़ा ज़्यादा, बिकॉज लाइक दे हैव ऑल द वॉइस वर्क एंड ऑल डन, दे डूइंग अ लॉट ऑफ फेशियल एनिमेशंस, एंड आई एम श्योर कि वो नया टेक्नोलॉजी इज इवन मोर कॉम्प्लेक्स, इट टेक्स इवन मोर टाइम.
नया वाला लुक्स अ लिटिल मोर लाइक वो ना द गाय हु इज गोइंग टू प्ले हिम ऑन द टीवी.
पेड्रो पास्कल,
या तो मुझे लग रहा है कि हां, मुझको लगा पास्कल, हां मे बी इट्स द माइंडिंग थिंग. But I okay. think in the remake, he looks more like Pascal. Thoda sa, I think, वैसा.
Okay.
जैसे test का तो you can clearly see.
थोड़ा gritty हाँ.
है ना?
थोड़ा older, थोड़ा rougher.
अलग लग
रहे हैं. I like that वैसे. I like the look and everything. And I मुझे बस maybe I'm wrong and somebody can explain it to me and I'll have no issue with the pricing. कि ना maybe like reworking all these animations is like even a bigger job than making the Last of Us for the first time. मतलब वो just more time consuming.
Voicing all those lines. Imagine.
फिर तो ओ नहीं ऐसे नहीं होगा. But वो revoice नहीं कर रहे फिर से तो maybe like they still paying the voice actors, I assume, क्योंकि licensing and all of it, maybe. But it's like that work is already done, hopefully. But the animation could itself be taking up that much more money. पता नहीं, like I have no issue with them वैसे charge, like games charging more developers, because obviously I agree $60 कब से चल रहा है, and काफी games मुझे लगता है कि legitimately should not cost $60. मतलब वो तो they are not of that quality, उसको 60 पे निकाल के then that game fails, which makes nobody any money. तो ऐसे भी होता है कि जो गेम सस्ते होने चाहिए दे प्राइस हाई है, बट आई ऑल्सो अग्री कि स्टफ लाइक रेड डेड, क्वालिटी स्टफ, गॉड ऑफ वॉर, समथिंग लाइक फ्लाइट सिमुलेटर, ऑल ऑफ देम आई थिंक कुड इजीली बी इवन हायर, बट मे बी लोग नहीं खरीद सकते हैं. लाइक यू हैव टू ऑल्सो रीच एन ऑडियंस, लाइक प्राइस सेट करके नहीं है ना कि यू मेक मनी, यू ऑल्सो मेक मनी बाई पीपल बींग एबल टू बाई इट. तो मे बी लाइक वो दोनों कंसिडर करके है कि 60 पे स्टक करके रखा हुआ है. सुशीर, व्हाट आर योर थॉट्स? यू अपेरेंटली हेट इट.
नो, the thing is that I love it. I'll go back to that. The reason I came to know about the like PlayStation and stuff like that was because of The Last of Us. Like I understood that, you know, kyunki aas paas kisi ke paas console nahi tha, and the console thing was like just a thing that, you know, you watched somewhere, okay, on TV or anywhere, like a console pe khel raha hai ya kuch controller pe khel raha hai, or either it was the arcade or koi PC pe khel raha hai. That was the reality of, you know, growing up here. And the reason why the whole idea of a console came into my head is because I saw The Last of Us. Aur us time mein dimag mein tha ke ye, what is this? Like, how is it that no game, like right now, whatever is on PC is like that game? And wo matlab multiple times jab YouTube mein dekha, matlab wo kya ho raha hai, ये तो मतलब सिनेमैटिक लेवल का गेम है, ऐसा गेम तो नहीं है. एंड देन यू नो फाइनली व्हेन लाइक यू नो द रीमास्टर केम आउट, यू नो आई गॉट होल्ड ऑफ अ PS4, आई फाइनली प्लेड इट.
कंधे पे कंट्री ट्रेन लेके चल रहे लोग.
आई फाइनली प्लेड इट फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम, लाइक ड्यूरिंग द लाइक आफ्टर द रीमास्टर एंड एवरीथिंग, एंड आई प्लेड इट थ्रू अगेन एंड आई लव्ड एवरी मोमेंट ऑफ इट.
And the fact is that it's such an iconic game. And the reason why many people are not being able to see through that or getting angry at the fact that, oh, this is being milked or that is happening or something, is because the original graphics are so good compared to like many of the games even now. Like the original graphics and the original, the way the story is done and everything, it's such of a such a high class that people are having difficulty, like sometimes, you know, differentiating between like it looks like the same or stuff like that. But was your Digital Foundry ka video tha, and you know, I would anybody to watch that. Yeah. Like the amount of effort, like they are not assets ko idhar se udhar nahi la rahe. They are recreating each of those assets on the like PS5 ke liye, PC ke liye, alag se engine pe, they are recreating that. Last of Us Part 2 ka jo tech background hai, uske upar pura cheez ko build kiya ja raha hai. And the upgrade is stupendous. Like it looks like something that I would want to play again. And there are very few games that I, you know, play again. Like,
yeah,
there's a Bethesda wale game, you know, you keep on playing because it's a different experience each time. But this one, it's the same. But I still would love to play it because it's such a fantastic story. It's like one of those really heartfelt movies that you go on watching every year or the other year. Like, ye movie mere ko bahut pasand hai, mere ko fir se dekhni hai. And that is why I think, you know, for new people to whatever they'll come to expect out of this game, especially from the PC platform and the PS5, I think the people who are first timers, who are not PlayStation owners, who will be experiencing this kind of a game, this is the best step forward. This is the best step forward for Sony.
Yeah.
$60, also, $70.
Would be, I have a question to both of you. Take it. Assuming that you're going to play it again, take it. Where will you like to play it again? PC or the PS5?
The right place, the PS5.
I would go to the left place, the, you know, the communist placed, you know, the PC. the reason being is I think right now, since I don't have an access to a PS5, I'll rather play it on, you know, the other place where it is, which is the PC. And I think I, you know, hardware that
by
I
can the run. Time it comes out to it will be, you will probably have a PS5. So
hopefully, I'm keeping it, like abhi bhi wo nikal raha hai, Gran Turismo. के साथ बंडल करके, एंड आई एम लाइक मेरे को ग्रैंड टूरिज्म नहीं चाहिए,
ले लेना ग्रैंड टूरिज्म, क्या जा रहा है, $1 million दे रहे हैं वो लोग इसको डिस्क को लेके भेज देना कहीं और, तुझे PS5 तो मिल जाएगा भाई, क्या
हे वैसे फॉर अ क्विक सेकंड गोइंग बैक टू डिजिटल फाउंड्री, ना दे वर पॉइंटिंग आउट डिटेल्स कि ना इन द ओरिजिनल गेम, लाइक देयर इज अ सीन जो एली कार के बाहर देख रही है ना, एंड शी इज जस्ट लुकिंग, मतलब वो देख रही है एट थिंग्स, बट इन द रीमेक व्हाट दे हैव डन इज लाइक हर आईज फोकस ऑन अ पॉइंट एंड यू कैन सी, हां आईज फोकस एंड देन दे मूव, लेको उसी को पढ़ रही है वाले वे में ना, आई थॉट ड्यूड लाइक हु डज दिस काइंड ऑफ स्मॉल टचेस, ना समबडी हु रियली केयर्स अबाउट देयर गेम्स, तो उससे मुझे लगा ओके लाइक आई वुड जस्ट फॉर एक्सप्लोरिंग दिस टेक वो कर रहे होंगे मे बी, बट इट्स टोटली वर्थ इट फॉर द नेक्स्ट गेम, एंड ऑल्सो लाइक आई एम जेन्युइनली इंटरेस्टेड इन प्लेइंग दिस गेम अगेन विथ न्यू विजुअल्स, एंड आई रियली होप कि विजुअल अपग्रेड काफ़ी सिग्निफिकेंट हो. एक और चीज़ था कि जो उन्होंने अभी जो फुटेज जो दिया है सोनी ने, लाइक दे वर कंपेयरिंग इट टू द ओरिजिनल, एंड अ लॉट ऑफ द ओरिजिनल का जो ऑल ऑफ देम वो फ्रॉम कटसीन्स, एंड ओरिजिनल गेम में द कटसीन्स वो वीडियो फाइल्स अपेरेंटली, जबकि इसमें इट्स ऑल इन इंजन, तो अभी जो डिफरेंस तुम्हें दिख रहा है दैट इज लेसर देन द एक्चुअल डिफरेंस इन जो गेम प्ले में जो डिफरेंस होगा, एंड लास्ट ऑफ अस के रीमेक में जो लाइक ओरिजिनल गेम में एंड रीमेक में गेम प्ले डिफरेंस विल बी इवन ब्रॉडर, क्योंकि यू कैन, क्योंकि व्हेन इट्स अ वीडियो फाइल ऑफकोर्स द क्वालिटी कैन बी बेटर, ना यू नॉट रेंडरिंग इट,
एंड टू या
वो सारा सुन के आई थॉट लाइक इट सीम्स लाइक कि इट विल बी वर्थ इट विजुअल अपग्रेड, बट लेट्स फाइंड आउट.
एंड टू कोट डायरेक्टली फ्रॉम द प्लेस्टेशन ब्लॉग, दे सेड दैट दे आर इंप्लीमेंटिंग मॉडर्नाइज्ड गेमप्ले, इंप्रूव्ड कंट्रोल्स, ऑल द एक्सपेंडेड एक्सेसिबिलिटी ऑप्शंस दैट वर देयर इन लाइक लास्ट ऑफ अस पार्ट 2 आर गोइंग टू मेक अ कमबैक ओवर हियर, देयर इफेक्ट्स, एक्सप्लोरेशन, कॉम्बैट, एवरीथिंग इज गेटिंग एनहांस्ड. Like, you know, there is a big difference between The Last of Us like 1 ka jo remaster hai already and The Last of Us Part 2. So more of those things moving in back to the game, that would be a really big thing. 3D audio, haptics, adaptive triggers, sab cheezes mein honge. The only problem that I have with this is the price point. But then I think, again, just like Ayush said, it's a very personal thing for me. Like, kisi aur ko lagi sakta hai ke, but I will think like a consumer. मैं तो मतलब जब कोई गेम खरीदा तो मैं कंज्यूमर के हिसाब से ही सोचूंगा, एंड एज अ कंज्यूमर लाइक मेरे लिए वो इवन लाइक जस्ट लाइक मानस सेड, वो $60 प्राइस पॉइंट फॉर मेनी गेम्स इज लाइक अ कंप्लीट नो नो, लाइक इट डज नॉट डिजर्व टू बी $60. तो $70 बिकम्स अ लिटिल टू एक्सेसिव फॉर मी, स्पेशली सिंस
like I'm more in the habit of going to a buffet rather than like a, you know, one plate, like really five star one plate meal. Rather, I play indie games and all those things, and like I spread out my money really thin, like getting all like people just bolenge are ye to kachra indie khel raha hai. But you know, those kind of stuff is something that I like. So for me, getting one game for 5,000 or 6,000 is a little difficult right at launch, but I'll definitely wait for the game a little bit, you know, if possible for maybe 6 months or something, a little bit of a drop, and then I can go get it. I don't have any problem with them right now. $70 pe bech rahe hain, kuch to soch ke bech rahe honge, but for me it becomes a problem.
Nahin, my thought is jaise isko $60 US mein makes sense, India mein doesn't make sense. क्योंकि एंड ऑल्सो दीज कंपनीज दे नो इट. हाँ, जब जैसे फॉर एग्जाम्पल जस्ट एन रैंडम एग्जाम्पल है, लाइक अ यूबीसॉफ्ट में भी वो यूएस में एक इंजीनियर रखेगा, इंडिया में भी इंजीनियर रखेगा, बट इंडिया के इंजीनियर इज गिवन रीजनली प्राइस सैलरी. तो फिर गेम शुड ऑल्सो बी रीजनली प्राइस्ड इफ द सैलरी इज रीजनली प्राइस्ड. नहीं तो इफ यू आर पेइंग द डेवलपर द सेम अमाउंट हियर, देन नॉट अ प्रॉब्लम. इवन इफ चलो इवन इफ यू सेइंग ओके इंडिया में मे बी द स्किल सेट इज डिफरेंट एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट, तो ठीक है, लेकिन वहां पे भी यू आर एक्सेप्टिंग स्किल सेट अलग है, पे अलग है, तो गेम का प्राइस भी अलग है.
पर वहां पे भी टेस्टिंग का आदमी को एक और मतलब सैलरी मिल रहा है, यहाँ पे एक और सैलरी मिल रही है.
हाँ, हाँ.
तो वो तो बात अलग है. अगर औदा एक हो जाए फिर भी तो सेम नहीं हो रही है.
दैट
परचेस पावर पैरिटी शुड बी मेंटेन. रीजनल प्राइसिंग इज अ वेरी बिग थिंग. लाइक राइट नाउ लाइक आई जस्ट टेलिंग समवन ऑन आवर व्हाट्सएप ग्रुप, इज द मैक्सिमम दैट आई एम काइंड लाइक दिल पे पत्थर रख के कुछ खरीदना, इज लाइक व्हेन आई थिंक आई एम मेकिंग अ बिग टिकट परचेस इज 3,300. लाइक वो पता नहीं वो नंबर है कि क्योंकि सोनी ने गॉड ऑफ वॉर का प्राइस वो रखा है. And I'm like, this is the maximum I'll go for a game. इससे ज़्यादा क्योंकि God of War का quality मेरे को पता है. थोड़ा पहले निकला पर PC पे खेलने मिलेगा और अभी तक मैंने लिया नहीं है. But I know that you know I'm going to take it and I'm going to you know play you know through some of the levels and everything just for the fact that you know I love that game. Or
which is like you bring up God of War, it's a great example कि Horizon Zero Dawn sold more and made more money than God of War on PC. Jabki right. God of War was more expensive. So it is, I think it is objectively like with proof, it is wrong to say ki a higher price game will make more money. They
launched Zero Dawn at such an at 1300, right? 1299. Yeah, they launched it. Yeah. It was such a big hit in India. I could see my Steam activity.
Sub
like
killer,
almost yeah. like 50-60% of my all my Steam friends had like bought that game. They were experiencing it. They were playing it. And they were really happy and everything. Now that game has gone up to 3,300,
yeah,
and which I think I will say a little unfair to the Indian audience. I wouldn't say anything else.
But I think to offset that, like Sony ka abhi thought hoga ki, hey, we have our own subscription model now. So maybe agar to hey become a PlayStation player, buy a console. उसके आगे ज्यादा खर्चा मत करो. दीज गेम्स विल कीप कमिंग टू आवर सब्सक्रिप्शन सर्विस. बी पेशेंट एंड यू विल गेट देम. लाइक तुम्हें फिर ये स्टीम वाला वो रीजनल प्राइसिंग पे टेंशन लेने की जरूरत नहीं है. विच Also, it's a strategy which I think that makes sense. Okay, agar price high yet because it's more affordable somewhere else, it's in a subscription package. So I think that also makes sense. Ki you would obviously want to move players to your platform.
I think it will also be a part of like Deluxe Essential at some point of time. No?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
As it
though. Also, fun thing that I noticed ki agar I have the PS Plus Indian account mein PS Plus hai aur India mein abhi tak aaya nahi na, Europe mein launch nahi hua hai na. The tiers
June 22nd sir.
Okay but then because I have the PS Plus on my Indian account and mera Indian account mera primary account hai, so I have a US account also. Usme I have access to the PS Plus games. Wo sare maine apne library mein add, wo jo tier hai na uska usme sab everything I have like pata nahi kitne sab maine add kar diye to my library, ya kuch install bhi kar diye download.
You have a PS Plus subscription in America like US also
is it? Nahi I don't have a US wale mein nahi hai, Indian wale mein hai, but wo primary hai. To PS Plus ke benefits go to the all the secondary accounts also.
And start my Canadian PS Plus exclusive essential.
Yeah, could be
like
yeah.
a tier premium. I think that this is a good cutoff point. Just service change, or your name change. I think it's the time, it's the right step to do change that now.
Yeah.
You know. Anyways, so mera to yaar, like the Last of Us. The thing is, mera opinion of these games is the if I played that game, I don't normally go back to games. It's the same with me for movies. Same with me for like books. Once I play them, I normally don't go back to them. And पर मुझे ऐसा लगता है इट्स आल्सो अ गुड अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर पीपल हु नॉट प्लेड इट. जैसे खूब सारे लोगों ने जैसे PS3 पे नहीं खेला था, तो PS आई प्लेड ऑन द PS4 फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम, रीमेक जो था. एंड एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम दैट गेम वाज द फर्स्ट बेस्ट वर्जन ऑफ दैट गेम अवेलेबल, राइट. उसके बाद जब PS5 पे अब जब आएगा, आई एम श्योर इट्स गोइंग टू बी द बेस्ट वर्जन दैट गेम अवेलेबल एवर ऑन एनी प्लेटफॉर्म, है ना, उस टाइम तक, राइट. तो आई एम श्योर देयर इज सर्टेन सेट ऑफ पीपल हु हैव नॉट बॉट इट बिकॉज़ ऑब्वियसली द PS5 इज सेलिंग मोर देन द PS4 एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम. So I'm assuming there will be new sales, and then when it comes to the PC market, there will be new sales because more people are going to play it. Hopefully, Steam Deck verified, because that's the only one platform I would like to try it on as a Steam Deck. Which, as Last of Us, chalao, to kaise lagta hai? Like, how does that go with an external monitor and all that?
Yeah, but Ayush, like, I'm just saying, like in the Indian context, when the PC version releases, if it does come out with like a 5,000 price tag, like. The sales will not be according to what Sony expects. Then it'll
no. I think no. But I don't think Sony takes Indian sales into account. मैं तो ये बोलता हूँ क्योंकि if they took it ना like the PlayStation 4 is the dominant console here and PS5 is the dominant console now. If Sony was serious about or they looked into like the Indian market as one of the premium market or in potential market, their games would have been regionally priced.
Right.
Consistently.
Yeah,
like, but ऐसा नहीं है.
Yeah, but Ayush, like, think of it in like the financial, sense. Like, Xbox started taking countries like Mexico and Brazil quite seriously, in the past few years, and at least in like the past 5-6 years, they've taken those emerging markets quite seriously. And they have got like quite a big benefit, like, because jaise bahut sare countries mein hote who stick to a particular console. Jaise Japan is like a PlayStation wala base. India jaise abhi bhi, इंडिया पे जो लोग हैं, जो लोग कंसोल खरीदते हैं, ज्यादातर 90% मेरे को लगता है कि प्लेस्टेशन ही खरीदते हैं. वैसे सुनता हूं मैं, मतलब मैं बहुत कम लोगों को देखा हूं जिन लोगों के पास एक्सबॉक्स कंसोल है. इधर दे प्ले स्टफ ऑन अ प्लेस्टेशन और दे प्ले इट ऑन द पीसी. बट लाइक राइट नाउ माइक्रोसॉफ्ट हैज मेड बिग इनरोड्स इनटू कंट्रीज लाइक मेक्सिको, ब्राजील, बिग पॉपुलेशन, बिग इनरोड्स इनटू दोस कंट्रीज. सो इवन इफ लाइक प्लेस्टेशन इज नॉट थिंकिंग राइट नाउ, आई थिंक इट्स हाई टाइम दैट दे शुड. I just think it makes more financial.
करना चाहिए भाई. मैं तो कहता हूँ कि तीनों, I say कि PlayStation India भी होना चाहिए, Xbox India भी होना चाहिए, Nintendo India भी होना चाहिए. और इन लोगों को push करनी चाहिए prices. There should be competitions. There should be like हम क्यों बैठे sweepstakes से बाहर? किसी को free PS5 मिल रहा है, PS4 मिल रहा है. Why is it only available in US and Canada? हमको होना चाहिए यहाँ पर. हमको भी मिलना चाहिए फायदा. ठीक है. Xbox like rewards होते हैं. They're very pretty good rewards. You can actually get games, rewards, right? So, but they're not here in India at all. So why not?
And also like regional pricing, I don't know if you heard it. I was just telling Sushir also na ki Zero Dawn, which is God of War, is a bigger game. And wo jab launch hua tha India mein, it was not regionally priced, jyada mehenga bhi tha. Still Zero Dawn ended up making more money, 20 million copies sold ya kuch nahi, or 20 million, like whatever. Zero Dawn had the bigger numbers, even in terms of money, even though it was much like 1/3 the price on PC in India.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it factually shows ki a bigger game with a bigger price does not make you more money. The right game, right price will end up making you more money. More people will end up playing it. So it makes sense.
And PC
pe
pricing ka jyada hai na competition. So the pricing, like PC pe log pricing jyada seriously lete hain. Log aise like 560 rupees ka game bhi hai to 520 rupees ka hona chahiye.
Main to matlab PSP bhi, like I remember sale, kyunki for many years PS4 and PS3 tha na mere paas, and I bought a lot of games digitally. Matlab I think lakhs even.
The point I'm trying to make is, jaise PS4 pe if you're playing, right, matlab the point I'm trying to make is, jaise PS4 pe you're playing, to like X, to God of War, Last of Us, Ghost of Tsushima, Death Stranding, Horizon Zero Dawn, Days Gone, all same price. Spider-Man, same price. So we eyeing a game, they will be at the same price. So you know it's going to cost you $4,000. Like if you're going to play it at release first, you're paying $4,000 for that game. Okay? But you know it. You have this expectation set. Hai. There is nothing you can do about it. There is no ecosystem where you can get it cheaper. Hai na? So, but it's not the same on PC. PC, pe you can safely say ki ye game agar hai to I have other games to play to ke is price, like we never talk about this when it comes to the PlayStation game because we know what that pricing is going to be already. Usme to koi regional pricing nahi hai na, matlab
PC market mein prices competitive,
pricing competitive zyada hai wahan par, right? So that's why we talk about it ki wahan par isse zyada options hain, itni zyada pricing available hai, isliye aisi pricing hoti hai, right? So we never talk about pricing on the PlayStation, matlab aisa abhi $70 ki, because you've changed that status quo, changed in a very long time. But once we get used to it, everybody is paying $72 for that game. गिव और टेक कोई नहीं कर रहा वहां पर, मतलब लाइक कि झगड़ा के क्यों आया है 70 डॉलर में मैं नहीं लूंगा या फिर सेल्स गिर जाएंगे इसके।
पर वही वही बात हो रहा है कि मतलब वो सेल्स थोड़ा तो इफेक्ट होंगे, मतलब गोइंग फॉरवर्ड थोड़ा तो इफेक्ट होंगे।
अब दैट अगेन इट्स ऑन द प्राइस राइट पीसी वाले पे, बट वही बात है दैट विल सी व्हेन सोनी गिव्स अ गेम। ठीक है
राइट,
एनी पार्टिंग थॉट्स बिफोर वी मूव ऑन टू माय फेवरेट टॉपिक ऑफ द डे?
नो वी कैन लेट्स जंप इन।
Yeah. Chalo. So from Last of Us to another game that has very special meaning for me, which right now has a world record on its name. It's the lowest rated game, video game ever. Is it the lowest rated game ever on Metacritic or like?
Yeah, ever, like, ever. 0.2.
Okay, ever. 0.2. Shit, man. But the thing is, you would not realize it's a 0.2 game if you played it. Theek hai. So kya hai ki, I am a Diablo fan. Everybody who has been on this podcast knows it. Everybody who's been reading my site knows it. Everybody who knows me knows it. So I am a Diablo fan. So mujhko to try karna hi tha. Irrespective of it coming on phone or not, mere paas alpha access thi pehle bhi. So I tried the beta as well. Uske baad fir game came out. I tried the game. Theek hai, to I got into it. I wanted to see ki kab matlab paisa dena padega basically abhi tak. So right now I am level 57. 60 is the last level you can go. And I am like on the last story beat. Last story beat pe hu main. I have right now, I have like 4 legendary items equipped on me. Theek hai? Or I have done. So, do tarah ke rifts hai isme. Like rifts, aap samajhte ho, like the these are like challenge things that you do in Diablo, which are apart from the story that you can
okay.
do. So, usme one of them I'm in like difficulty 10, jo ki highest difficulty hai us samay. Aur, and the other one is I'm doing well. So I haven't paid a penny yet. ठीक है और तो they have a battle pass. उसके battle pass पे I'm level 20. तो जो free battle pass का जो वो होता है जो session होता है उसमें I'm level 20. और I'm playing with two of my cousins. They are level 54 and 56 respectively.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't paid a penny yet as well. So we are in one warband. We're playing together. Obviously the fun is tripled when you're playing with family or friends, right? But
how many hours have you put in, Ayush? Like an estimate?
I think we're playing 2 hours every day and it's been around 2 weeks in the game. No, 1 week. One and a half week, I would say.
Playing on tablet we're
playing
or
phone? On phone. So phone. I have the game, sir, controller.
Awesome.
So my brother is also using it. He's in the USB-C model. I'm using the Lightning model. And we're playing together. So right now he's in Lucknow, one of our cousins in Lucknow. So is podcast ke baad, we have planned to do another session. That's to end up the final story beat, past 57 and all that stuff. So mujhko to abhi tak to koi, I didn't see any reason for me to put in money. In fact, I was thinking of putting in money because this is the first time I've played so much of a battle pass of a game. Ki main like 20-21 level pe pahunch gaya hu us battle pass ke. And the rewards on the free tier, obviously, on the paid tier are obviously better, right? So उसमें समझ रहा था बट एंड लाइक द कोर कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ डियाब्लो स्टिल देयर कि आप जाओ लोड्स ऑफ एनिमी कमिंग एट यू यू आर स्मैशिंग थ्रू देम देन दे आर ड्रॉपिंग गोल्ड देन दे आर ड्रॉपिंग आइटम्स एंड यू पिकिंग इट अप एंड लाइक एवरी 45-30 मिनट्स यू आर अनलॉकिंग समथिंग यू आर गेटिंग एन फ्री न्यू एंट्री यू आर गेटिंग अ न्यू लेवल यू गेटिंग अ न्यू स्किल यू आर अनलॉकिंग समथिंग न्यू पाथ और इतना एंड इट्स अ प्रॉपर एमएमओ इट्स नॉट अ सिंगल प्लेयर गेम एट ऑल मतलब मल्टीप्लेयर भी नहीं एमएमओ है प्रॉपर लाइक देयर आर सो ऑब्वियसली यू आर डूइंग द सोलो बीट ठीक है उसके बाद ना फिर आप चाहो तो यू कैन गेट टुगेदर विद रैंडम पीपल टू गो इनटू अ डंजन इफ यू वांट टू ठीक है उसके बाद देन देयर आर एल्डर रिफ्ट्स व्हिच आर 4 प्लेयर एक्टिविटीज अप टू अ 4 प्लेयर एक्टिविटी and challenges which are again 4 प्लेयर एक्टिविटी अगर आप उससे चाहो देन यू कैन गेट टुगेदर सो You can get together with friends and make a permanent group, which will last through seasons, which is called a warband. So like you and me all get together and we have like a community and we are playing together. So then there are seasonal groups that you can make, which are called clans. Okay. So wo season ke baad disband ho jayenge, then you can get together again if you want to. Aisa. And they have different limits. And then there are like factions. So ek faction hai, which is like shadows. Then there's another faction called like immortals. Which are like opposing factions, and they change every 2 weeks or whenever like there is a change in. So at the end of those 2 weeks, there's like a big battle between these immortals and shadows, and they fight. Whoever wins gets the reward. It's like a PvP battle. Okay. Then there is the PvP battleground where you can go in to keep Battle.net ka like staple entry where you go in and you fight all those kinds of stuff. Uske baad, when you get to level 60, there are Paragon levels where you, you know, upgrade to increase your base points. And there are difficulty levels increasing, the hell 1, hell 2, hell 3, which you can go back to those dungeons and repeat them. Theek hai? Ye sab kuch hai. Uske baad, there is also a raid option, which is like an 8-party activity which you'll have to do, which you can do if you want to.
Okay.
And none of this is pay-gated.
Also, like, are you shitting me? ये जो बड़े वाले जो मल्टीप्लेयर वो एक्टिविटीज है, यू कांट डू देम सोलो एट ऑल?
नहीं, जो जो फोर पार्टी वाली एक्टिविटी है, जो सॉरी जो रेड है, जो व्हिच इज द रेड, द 8-party रेड इज द 4-party रेड, फॉर दैट यू नीड नीड 8 पीपल और 4 पीपल, बट अपार्ट फ्रॉम दैट जैसे हम लोग एल्डन रिफ्ट में गए, व्हिच इज अप टू 4, सो आई कैन गो सोलो आल्सो, आई कैन गो टू विद फ्रेंड्स एज़ वेल,
एंड इन सब के आसपास. सॉरी, गो ऑन.
जो डंजन्स हैं लाइक जो भी इस गेम में, विच आर अगेन देयर ऑप्शनल, यू कैन गो डू देम सोलो और यू कैन आल्सो डू देम लाइक विद पार्टी मेंबर्स.
गॉट. एंड जो बड़े रेट्स है जहां पे लाइक मल्टीपल लोग चाहिए ही चाहिए, या इवन जहां पे जरूरी भी नहीं है, बट इट्स लाइक बेटर विद 4 प्लेयर्स वाला जो आईडिया है ना, लाइक अप टू 4 प्लेयर्स, उसके अराउंड मैच मेकिंग पॉइंट्स है कुछ, है लाइक इज देयर अ इजी मैच मेकिंग ऑप्शन?
हां, दोनों जगह पे यू कैन लाइक रैंडमली मैच मेक.
अरे बढ़िया बढ़िया.
हम लोग तो जैसे लाइक the three of us haven't used it at all because we are doing it together, so we would rather take like difficulty speak than to have a random stranger come with us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But so we haven't used it, but the option is right there, like search for party, wahi par shuru ho jata hai aisa. So I think thoda sa like to jo theme hai Diablo Immortal, because jaise Diablo 1 2 3 the, like they're very those game gave you a set of melancholy when you went out, you are the only person in that huge map where killing enemies upon enemies, wo isme nahi aata Immortal mein, because it's an MMO, you see other people killing. Jaise Destiny mein hota, like common groups area mein you see people there, obviously you go into dungeons and then you are solo, the story dungeon access karo aap, wo is the only point that I could see ki wo which differs. But the tone of the game is same, the look and feel of the game is the same as Diablo 3, hai na. So I think if you have control over your pocket, which I think most people in India do already, theek hai na, koi Genshin Impact bhi khel rahe log, Warzone bhi khel rahe log, PUBG bhi khel rahe log, hai na, they're able to spend, they're able to have a good time without spending a lot of money in these games. Mm-hmm. Right. There is no way they can say bad things about Diablo Immortal. Koi matlab reason hai hi nahi for that game to be said bad. Matlab bata raha hu, like I want to say bad things about it, like you guys know in the chat how I was reacting to those news. कि मतलब ये क्यों हो रहा है, ऐसा क्यों हो रहा है. एंड नाउ आई प्लेड इट एंड आई कैन नॉट लाइक, मतलब आई गेट इट, मतलब वो है, बट देन दैट्स हाउ अ मोबाइल गेम सपोज टू वर्क. उस गेम का स्कोप इतना बड़ा है इन द सेंस दैट इट इज फ्री, द ओनली वे इट कैन मेक मनी इज थ्रू माइक्रो ट्रांजैक्शंस. मतलब लाइक कैसे आएगा रेवेन्यू वापस, इतना बड़ा स्कोप है उस गेम का, है ना. और देर आर एक्टिविटीज विच यू हैव टू डू सोलो ऑल्सो, यू कैन नॉट डू विद फ्रेंड्स, यू कैन नॉट डू विद अ पार्टी एज़ वेल, है ना. तो उसपे भी आप डेवलप कर सकते हैं इफ यू वांट टू डू इट, ऐसा करके. तो देयर इज ऑप्शंस है, और हर चीज अपग्रेड हो सकती है, जेम्स अपग्रेड हो रहे हैं, आपके वेपन्स अपग्रेड हो रहे हैं, आपकी स्किल्स अपग्रेड हो रही है, इतना तो वेरिएशन है वहां पर क्राफ्टिंग में. और प्लस आरएमए एचपी है इफ पीपल आर इनटू दैट, है ना. तो हम बट आई एम एबल टू अवॉइड द एंटायर बैटल ग्राउंड पीवीपी पार्ट, आई एम एबल टू अवॉइड आरएमए एच एंड आई एम स्टिल एबल टू हैव, मुझे ऐसा लग रहा है रियल मनी ऑक्शन हाउस. सो यू कैन जस्ट लाइक जैसे you get like an item, you put it on sale, uske liye actual money milega aapko, jo platinum unki jo currency hai wo milegi, which is like what you buy for actual money in the game. So I don't think it deserves the point to metascore whatever it has on metacritic or any site. I think like jo bhi banda, and if there's someone in the comment section who thinks otherwise and has played the game, then I would like to know why. Like why he thinks that it is not a good game. After, if you not played it, then I cannot have this argument with you. Seriously, like I cannot. So right, on principle base, aap game ko point term kar do, then I cannot talk about it. But if you play it and if you feel why that game deserves a point too, then please let me know in the comments.
वैसे आयुष, like to your point ना, मुझे ऐसा लगता है, valid criticism aside, a lot of people जो ऐसे complaints करते हैं, they obviously have only time to make these complaints. New game कहाँ से खेलेंगे? या फिर दे ओनली हैव टू लाइक ऐसे एक आर्टिकल पिक करेंगे, किसी का वीडियो देख लिया एंड देन दे विल टॉक अबाउट इट, एंड वही कर सकते हैं टाइम उसी के लिए गेम खेलने के लिए.
सो आई एम ऑन द रेडिट थ्रेड ना डायबलो की, तो द ऑन रेडिट Diablo 2's Reddit thread is the biggest Reddit thread of the Blizzard games. मतलब ऐसे. तो that thread they use to they talk about Immortal also from time to time. So obviously Diablo किसी ने बंदे ने point किया था. हाँ Diablo 2 की जो Reddit thread है, that is the biggest Blizzard thread on Reddit. ऐसा.
उस हाँ.
तो हाँ तो उस game पे there are some news about Immortal coming in obviously उसके पे. तो उसमें there is an article about the drop of legendary gems. है ना. तो उसमें लिखा है कि the drop of legendary gems probability of legendary gems drops after like a certain point of rifts, but that number of rifts that you're doing is very high. Just ki wo drop off kar rahi hai na, I think that is like the 80th or the 100th rift that you're doing in the same 24 hours.
Theek hai,
but us point pe to like that is when that drop rate is dropping to like almost a zero.
आप
एक डेली रिफ्ट करो, आप एक ये करो, लाइक यू डू दिस सेट ऑफ एक्टिविटीज एवरी डे एंड यू गेट लाइक डेली बोनसेस ऐसा. तो एवरीथिंग रिफ्रेशेस आफ्टर 24 आवर्स. तो मुझे मैंने वही सोचा लाइक फॉर मी टू प्लेट 80 रिफ्ट्स इट्स टेकिंग मी अराउंड like the whole day. मतलब ऐसा उस पॉइंट पे ड्रॉप हो भी रहे तो मुझे इतना फर्क पड़ नहीं रहा रेट पे उस टाइम पे, है ना. तो उस तरह के मतलब आई गेट इट लाइक फॉर पीपल हु आर स्पेंडिंग अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम, बट आई डोंट सी अ लॉट ऑफ लाइक वैसा गेम है नहीं है कि लाइक यू आर स्पेंडिंग 18 आवर्स ऑफ अ डे ऑन दैट गेम. इट्स सपोज टू बी अ मोबाइल गेम वर्जन ऑफ डियाब्लो एंड आई थिंक दैट्स लाइक I'm sure there are people who are spending 14 hours, 15 hours playing video games every day. But I'm not one of those person. So, and I'm happy playing it for free. Aisa. At this point of time, at least.
And just thoda context ke hisab se main bolne maang raha hu. Wo jo article jo nikla, that I was mentioning. Diablo Immortal, 5 million downloads in the first 2 weeks, right? And it has made over $24 million right now. So
yeah, there is
that is quite a quite a big chunk of money, like for you know for like a mobile game and for like a game that is doing well. So 0.2 jitna bhi rahe, you know, people are playing it and people are you know finding some kind of enjoyment there. So
good on them for making
and it's
that
not
money.
It's very difficult to separate people from their money, right? Mm-hmm. So if a game is earning $24 million, there has to be something in it.
Right.
I'm sure someone has must have done it to like just to prove ki kitna sab kuch lagta hai legendary gems vagera karne mein, 11,000 dollars lagte hain apparently. But mujhko nahi karna. I don't want to be PvP number one. I don't want to be PvE number one. I just want to play Diablo. Like mujhko nahi pahunchna leaderboard pe. It's like saying ki jo Valorant ka jo number one esport player hai na, he spent 1.25 lakhs on his equipment. Matlab aisa. But mujhko nahi karna. I just want to have fun with Valorant when I'm playing with friends.
Right.
And I don't have to go to $11,000 or $25,000. I'm free. Maybe $10 I'll spend for the battle pass. But abhi to free chal raha hai. It's all good.
Yeah. Vaise, even I've played so, little bit of it. PC pe khela tha maine. And I think it looks and feels great. Like, genuinely. Bahut PC mein mujhe ek do launch, ek do bugs hai. When it launches, thoda ek second ke liye. You can sometimes maybe see ki achha hai, this like a mobile version ka port or something. But when you're actually playing, to us time aisa kuch lagta, and it feels genuinely very great to play. Looks awesome वैसे. I'm happy. मैं थोड़ा ही देखा है, and I don't know if I'll have the time to play a lot of it. But if this was the kind of game that I was into, I think first impression तो was good. Obviously मैं तो एक रुपए कैसे देने नहीं वाला हूँ, तो इसलिए
yeah, and like we shouldn't like मतलब I think जैसे मैं कह रहा हूँ ना, you should be able to spend at least 50 hours in that game without spending a single penny. ऐसा.
But also like अगर game free है तो I'm okay with अगर battle pass monthly कुछ है $5, $10, $5 I'm okay with, like अगर game free and I'm enjoying it तो इतना भी कोई वैसे yeah I don't mind it.
I think battle pass ऐसे ही one time payment है around $20 की, and then it's like for 4 months ऐसा कुछ उनका.
Okay,
वो सीजन okay. वाला टाइम है ना, तो $20 फॉर 4 मंथ्स, सो दैट कम्स अराउंड टू
$5 पर मंथ.
सो Manas, since we have had Ayush telling what he's playing, what he's enjoying, why don't you you know tell us
also playing Elden Ring this by the way. So jitna bhi maine hate gather kiya na maine, I just want to counter that by saying that I'm playing Elden Ring also and I'm also enjoying that.
Yeah.
I got into the Araya Lucaria, the second story.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I should go out and grind. So I'm going to grind. going out and doing random missions now. It got a little difficult too. This is the first point. Just like that, just Saurav Ganguly the first time short ball khelli hogi, and he had no idea what to do with it. So just like real life mein guzara na, to abhi tak to I'm like sorcerer, so I'm hitting range people with magic. And enter that place.
Yeah.
And I enter that place, and everyone is a sorcerer, and they're hitting me with magic. I'm like, what the fuck do I do now? Ab kya karun?
Oh shit. And yeah, hey, what was your thought on like seeing Leornia of the Lakes and all for the first time? Like visually, what did you think?
Yeah, it's matlab theek hai, matlab I think like first time when I entered for Caldium mein na, so first area jo hai, nahi, what's the first area called? Limgrave,
yeah.
Limgrave mujhko, I think Limgrave aesthetically I like better.
Achha.
Because there are like long sight lines, mujhe aisa lagta hai ki like door tak dekh sakte ho aap na. वो लियर में वो है ना लाइक अप एंड डाउन ब्रोकन पाथ्स और क्या कहते हैं थोड़ा सा क्लिफ है थोड़ा सा पानी है सो मतलब आई यू लाइक यू कैन सी अ स्ट्रेट लाइन एंड गो देयर मतलब ऐसा लियर में ऐसा
ले ऑफ द लैंड पता नहीं चलता
फेयर एनफ
तो अभी के लिए प्लस मैं थोड़ा सा डरा हुआ हूँ लियर में मतलब मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि कहाँ से कौन किधर आके पेल देगा मुझको तो मुझे अभी मैं थोड़ा सा अभी लिमग्रे में ना कॉन्फिडेंट हूँ मैं चल रहा हूँ मार कोई भी आएगा ना पेल दूंगा मैं ऐसा इस तरह की सिचुएशन है
Level kya hai abhi? What level are you? Any idea?
I think I'm 49 right now. 49.
Oh shit, achha, matlab abhi to souls bhi kaafi chahiye to level up. To wo bhi ek
headache hai ki. 13,000
souls chahiye bhai sahab. Oh yeah. Kitne 13,000 na? Oh damn dude. Yeah. To wahan pe jo thoda dar lagta hai na like you have like 10,000 souls collected.
Wo gir jaye to dukh hoga.
Yeah.
Fir to mujhe lagta hai ek site of grace pe jaake wahin se char logon ko maar ke wapas aate raho. Jab tak 13 na ho
jaye. I've done that also. I understand. Awesome.
But yes, I'm playing Elden Ring and enjoying it. But I think like I will take 4 to 5 months to finish it. मुझे ऐसा लग रहा है like this will be a longer journey. और हो सकता है उस time पे मैं कोई game review ना करूँ because I really want to finish it. मतलब I really don't want to get distracted and pulled off into another. वो ठीक है. With that in mind, I think that's my quota for today. It's all down to you guys. ठीक है.
I was excited to know like what Manas like because Manas had an interesting take. You know, you were talking about books and everything. I want to know like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, what are you reading? Like, tell us about it because you're on a spree, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm playing... Koi bahut bada game nahi hai na that'll like really hooking me. I'm playing a lot of smaller stuff and I'll talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
But abhi beech mein kuch, some months... Like, I haven't read books like properly in, I feel like, at least 10 years. Tak maine dhang se nahi padha. I would pick up a book randomly, jaise Edward Snowden ka ho gaya. I would read half of it and then somehow, I don't know, kuch something or the other would come up and pura... flow break and I would forget. I said multiple books kya to hai, so not sat down and read properly. Then recently I remember Suniti se main baat kar raha tha ki jaise Edel bada hoga and I really want him to read books. Kyunki mujhe aisa lagta hai like when I was thinking about it, I don't know a single cool person, chahe wo abhi party kar raha ho, daru pe raha ho, jo fun kar raha ho, but who's cool now and has not read books. Like wo books mein interest nahi tha usse. I don't know anybody.
So you want to be like a cool dad, like okay, I've read books, my,
and
have
I
some
want
knowledge.
Ki, and I want ki mera bachcha bhi, matlab, na, jaise mera to ho gaya, mujhe lagta hai, I already read many books. To aage na padho, to not an issue. But I want ki Adil like reads a lot of books, like books ka ek na habit. Mujhe lagta hai, athletics, sports, computer knowledge, all of it aside, like reading is like the one thing that I would want him to, desperately want him to pick up. Kyunki I have loved reading all my life. Itne sare books. तो एनीवेज तो काफी टाइम से पढ़ा नहीं था एंड आई वाज लाइक शायद पढ़ी नहीं आई वाज जेन्युइनली वरीड कि आई मे बी आई नेवर रीड अ बुक अगेन मेरा अटेंशन वो हो ही नहीं रहा देन आई यूज रिकमेंडेड दिस बुक कॉल्ड द गेस्ट लिस्ट है एंड आई रिकमेंडेड टू एनीबॉडी ओ भाई साहब ओ इट्स सच अ फन एंड सीरियस स्टोरी रियल वर्ल्ड इशूज वगैरह आपको भी थोड़ा एक्सप्लोर किया है इंटरपर्सनल ड्रामा एंड ऑल एंड इफ यू बेसिक प्लॉट ये कि देयर्स अ वेडिंग ऑन एन आइलैंड एंड अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल आर कमिंग एंड अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल आर मीटिंग आफ्टर मेनी इयर्स चाइल्डहुड फ्रेंड्स एंड ऑल दे ऑल हैव देयर पास्ट हिस्ट्रीज एंड दे माइट हैव न्यू पार्टनर्स तो न्यू फैक्टर्स ऑल्सो कमिंग इन एंड दे कमिंग टू एन आइलैंड एंड दैट इज द गेस्ट लिस्ट एंड देन ऑल ऑफ थिंग्स हैपन वैसे इट रिमाइंडेड मी ऑफ द शो बिग लिटिल लाइस अगर तुमने देखा आई डोंट नो एचबीओ शो है एप्पल टीवी का शो है इट्स अ ग्रेट शो दो बिग लिटिल लाइस अगर तुमने वो देखा है तो पूरा मतलब इट्स लाइक रीडिंग अ बुक वर्जन ऑफ दैट डिफरेंट सेटिंग डिफरेंट पीपल बट इट्स अ लॉट लाइक दैट टू गेस्ट लिस्ट तो आई विल रिकमेंड देन उसके बाद आयुष ने एक और सेम ऑथर का था द हंटिंग पार्टी विच ऑल्सो
आर दीज लाइक क्राइम मिस्ट्रीज और लाइक एनीथिंग लाइक और ड्रामाज
like, you know, what genre would you put
there's
them
a mystery
into?
But a lot of interpersonal drama, great writing actually is the core factor. Game of Thrones wale books mein hota na, the stories, every chapter is from a different person ke perspective. Game of Thrones, what it does is, and it's good in its own way, ki jaise ek chapter khatam hoga, the second person might be in an entirely different place.
Absolutely.
है ना, तो कभी कभी होता है कि you might end on a cliffhanger but not know what's about to happen next. But also the different perspective, like you going off beyond the wall, right? It's a lot of fun. वो उसका fun है. ये जो दो books है, Hunting Party and the Guest List, ये same author का है, and उसका format ऐसा है कि every chapter is from a different person's perspective but everybody is in the same place. तो ऐसा होगा कि जैसे just as an example, जैसे somebody maybe threw beer at like person A threw beer at person B, तो जो throwing beer वाला might be उसके पर्सपेक्टिव पर्सन ए के पर्सपेक्टिव से, वंस द बियर इज थ्रोन इमीडिएटली पर्सपेक्टिव स्विचेस पर्सन बी के तरफ से, एंड इट्स सो मच फन टू सी दैट फ्लो गोइंग, बट नाउ यू गेटिंग टू सी व्हाट्स हैपनिंग इन समबडी एल्सस हेड. तो वो तो आई रियली एंजॉयड दिस राइटिंग स्टाइल आल्सो, आई थॉट इट वाज अ लॉट ऑफ फन. देन उसके अलावा दिस वन बुक दैट आई रेड वो थ्री बॉडी प्रॉब्लम, ये मैं काफी टाइम से खत्म करने का ट्राई करता, नेवर एंडेड अप फिनिशिंग इट, सो आई फिनिश दैट. दैट्स ऑसम. इफ यू लाइक साईफाई, इट्स इनक्रेडिबल साईफाई, जो मजा आता है पढ़ने में, स्पेशली वंस यू रियलाइज व्हाट द थ्री बॉडी प्रॉब्लम इज. ओह माय गॉड, मुझे लग रहा है मेरा दिमाग उतना साइंटिफिक क्या बोलते हैं क्वांटम, नॉट क्वांटम, व्हाट्स दैट, एस्ट्रोफिजिक्स अंडरस्टैंड करने में मेरा दिमाग इतने टाइम ऐसा कभी लगा नहीं था. सो मच फन टू रीड इफ यू हैवंट रेड द थ्री बॉडी प्रॉब्लम. And then one that I just recently finished, Malibu Rising. Again, एक TV show या movie का comparison देना, तो it's like a more adult and थोड़ा hardcore version of Project X, जो movie थी ना, तो it's like a party gone wild, Malibu Rising. But it's very like Malibu है, California celebrities, politicians, athletes, top sports stars, directors, photographers, all of them are coming together to like this one big party. But also like a long running story of ek family ka history. And that history and that party like parallelly collide into like one last explosion. It's such a great read, man. I highly recommend. Tumhe, if you want to be hooked, start to ending na, like Malibu Rising is genuinely awesome. Do check it out. And uske alawa like I have on my list, sab kharid ke to sab rakh diya, all these video gaming wale books. Ultimate History of Video Games, Console Wars, वो Jason Schreier का book ना, Blood, Sweat and Pixels and all
of those. Blood, Sweat and Pixels, yeah.
मुझे लग रहा है Blood, Sweat and Pixels is what I'll pick up next once I'm done with another book that I've already started. वो खत्म करके. But I'm enjoying this spree of like reading back to back. थोड़ा अच्छा लग रहा है कि ना, okay, I can still do this. वाला वो. And I hope कि this helps me like everything else I do. ना थोड़ा attention ऐसे focus करके पढ़ना itself is a lot of fun. So I'm enjoying this.
वो हिस्ट्री ऑफ वीडियो गेम्स बुक तो मतलब मैं काम कर रहा हूँ ऑफिस में, एंड एनी टाइम आई एम गेटिंग अ ब्रेक आई एम लाइक रीडिंग थ्रू लाइक 5-10 पेजेस, एंड इट्स लाइक यू नो ओह माय गॉड इट हैज बी हुक्ड.
सेकंड पार्ट है ना, वॉल्यूम 2 यू आर रीडिंग, राइट?
या वॉल्यूम 2 आई एम रीडिंग, या
वॉल्यूम 2 ज्यादा वो है ना, रीसेंट हिस्ट्री भी है, तो वी कैन रिलेट इवन मोर विद जो इवेंट्स वगैरह रीसेंट हैपनिंग्स इन द इंडस्ट्री. इफ एनीबॉडी डजंट नो, उसका फॉरवर्ड रिटन बाय मार्क सर्नी, तो वो मुझे बड़ा वो लगा, शिट ओके सीरियस है ये बुक, यू हैव टू, सीरियस पीपल आर राइटिंग forwards for this, so worth checking out. Even I want to read Ultimate History of Video Games. Thoda time nikal ke, book itna mota hai na, to mera hai ki I want to matlab blaze through it, man. Pura padhna hai, to mujhe pata hai ki itna bada, it will be a commitment. So I'll thoda sa wait karke, but then I'll now jump on to games that I've been playing. You might also have been checking out some of them, Sushir. Steam pe, but I'll start with one jo I think jyada logo ne check out nahi kiya hoga, not part of the Steam Next Fest.
Okay.
My Time at Sandrock. ये गेम है, इसका प्रीवियस एक गेम आया था, माय टाइम एट पोर्शे, हाँ, उन्हीं डेवलपर्स.
आई रियली लव दैट गेम.
ओह या, द फर्स्ट वन दैट वाज रियली कूल, एंड आई फॉरगेट कि इसके डेवलपर्स कौन है, वेट इफ आई कैन जस्ट फाइंड इट रियल, पैंथिया गेम्स, दे मेड दिस गेम माय टाइम एट सैंडरॉक. ये इट्स लाइक अ लाइफ सिम, फार्मिंग सिम, मैनेजमेंट, पोर्शे का स्पिरिचुअल सीक्वल ही समझो, वैसा ही है. एंड it has such chill vibes, man. मुझे लगता है such a chill game. जैसे you come to the city and my time at Porsche अलग था, but similar gameplay beat समझो. Narrative में जो gameplay जो beats आते हैं वो similar है. तो इसमें ऐसे कि you arrive at a city and you're the new builder and you have to build like a lot of things for that city, and the city is like a very calm, cool, very डेजर्ट में बेस्ड है दिस टाइम, डेजर्ट के अराउंड है, तो देर आर थीम्स अराउंड नॉट वेस्टिंग वाटर, नॉट कटिंग ट्रीज एंड ऑल, तो थोड़ा वो सारे अभी के जो सोशल थोड़े लर्निंग्स है वो सब भी इम्प्लीमेंट करके, बट देन यू कैन इंटरेक्ट विद लाइक अ लॉट ऑफ कैरेक्टर्स, उन सबके हाथ यू बिल्ड रिलेशनशिप्स, सम कैन लीड इन टू रोमांटिक रिलेशनशिप्स वैसे है तो वो सब करो यू गो टू देम डेली दैट्स लाइक अ गुड डेली रूटीन यू वेक अप यू डू सम बेसिक थिंग्स मेंटेनेंस का देन यू गो टॉक टू दिस पीपल गेट न्यू क्वेस्ट बट तुम यू टॉक टू देम एंड ऑल्सो यू डू थिंग्स विद देम तो यू बिल्ड दैट रिलेशनशिप देन यू हैव लाइक अ न्यू गोल कि अच्छा आज मुझे ये वाला साइड ऑफ माई नॉट एग्जैक्टली अ फार्म बट द वर्कशॉप the building that you're doing wo expand karna hai dheere dheere that leads you into more new areas and there's a bit of combat also aage you go into dungeons you fight I feel ki jaise if you're those that kind of person jo bahut sare games nahi khelta and don't want to jump into like the latest game every time putting a lot of time into my time at Sandrock feels very very worth it like you feel ki you're getting good rewards on a daily basis for just keep playing it, to just keep playing this game. I'm really enjoying this. Very cool. Great music, great art style.
Achha, man, especially, isme microtransactions ek game
hai? No. Nothing. It's like a one-off pay. Abhi early access mein. But even in early access, it's like extremely fleshed out. Mujhe lagta hai, early access, unhone sirf naam ke liye dala hai, aisa lagta hai. Just taki kuch complaints ho, toh dekhen se achha early access hai.
Yeah. That's and also, like, this is the first time I think they've implemented multiplayer. The first game didn't have it. And they're trying to like make sure that they iron out all the kinks before like they launch.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, multiplayer bhi isme aayega.
It will be a really good game with multiplayer. Like definitely. Especially like yes, you know, people who enjoyed games like Stardew Valley and stuff like that. This is going to be a no-brainer for them.
Yeah, and aise ek do games aur bhi jaise ek to My Time at
Porsche.
Ek to wo tha. This is ever. Forget a cloud chaser, cloud catcher chronicles or something.
Cloud,
again, great looking game, bahut sundar hai dekhne mein, fun to play. So yeah, maybe check this out agar thoda chill out karna hai. Maybe if you just burned out wale usme bhi na, like if you burned out of playing a lot of games, something like this kind of can bring that love back. Thoda alag vibes hai. Ek to ye hai. Now I'll quickly just run through some of the demos that I tried Steam Next Fest mein. Steam Next Fest ke bare mein thoda manas bol do. I think Steam Next Fest is like this Steam pe na, like lots of specific time periods pe, like I think three or four times a year they put out a lot of demos for upcoming games, and this is really awesome to check out. Like you can really get a good understanding of what games can you look forward to, and also great way to discover a lot of new stuff that you may not have known ki na they're coming and isme tumhe interest hoga. One that I wanted to check out, but I think agar Ayush ko time milega, he should Wrestle Quest. I wanted to hear about it. Maine ye try nahi kiya. Wrestle Quest ka demo hai Steam pe, it's free. To
yeah,
acha. But bhai hamare hum to Mac hai na.
Mac pe nahi aata hai ki SRA ka demo? Oh shit, that sucks, man. Okay.
Chale, ye game, but I'll play this when this game comes out on. I think it will inevitably come out on console at some point of time. Jahan tak mujhko lagta hai. I've been trying to reach out to the developers. Agar if they watch this podcast for some reason, send it to me. I'm a big wrestling fan. Yeah. But mujhe karna hai. Like, I want to get on my hands on it.
Yeah, this sounded cool.
Demo hai na?
Demo hai.
Yeah, demo. Demo is there. And it's getting quite good. Some good review. You know,
it's free.
Demo is getting good, you know, good play out there. You know, people are really liking it. So,
Ayush ka Steam Deck aa jaye, then he can hopefully jump into all of these.
I'm waiting for that. Wo July se September likha na, I'm waiting. I hope first July ko email aa jayegi. Aapka Steam Deck aane wala hai. Oof. First week.
वैसे आयुष, नेक्स्ट टाइम व्हेन यू गो टू कनाडा एंड कम बैक, एक स्टीम डेक मेरे लिए भी प्लीज. अभी से बुक कर रहा हूं, आई एम श्योर कि वो बुकिंग ऑलरेडी लग चुकी होगी लाइन, बट आई एम आल्सो ऑन दैट स्टीम डेक का नहीं
है. तुम्हें लोगों जिनके साथ मैं अपने पॉलिटिकल व्यूज और गेमिंग व्यूज शेयर करता
हूं, ओके,
सेम सेट ऑफ पीपल, इंटरसेक्शन.
ठीक है, ठीक है. देन समथिंग एल्स आई चेकड आउट, दिस गेम कॉल्ड रिप आउट. ये तो इट्स अ शूटर विद लाइक
रियल,
नहीं नहीं, रिप आउट वो तो रेड आउट है. Red out or something else. But Rip Out is jisme weapons are all like tentacly weapons hai, like aisa lagta hai it's like a cool gun skin actually, but this time for free in the game, like alag se pay nahi karna hai, like it's part of the game. It had really cool environment and cool vibes, thoda Dead Space wala thoda feel tha with like being in that alien space in a ship jaisa setting lag raha tha. I didn't play a lot of it, maine jaise ek feel liya na, I got out, but it just seemed very cool, the visual aesthetics and all, the enemy design really creepy, like things coming out of enemy ke andar pore hai, pores mein se enemies nikal ke aa rahe hain, like very freaky waisa design. I thought this was really cool. Metal Hellsinger, ek aur Metal Hellsinger, this is another game that I checked out. Ye wo aise na on the beat you keep shooting and attacking, I should not shooting, I think, but and it has like an incredible metal wala soundtrack on it. Kone System of Down wale bande hain, Bodom and all of it, तो ये सब है बट couldn't vibe with it somehow like properly. It felt like a game exactly like the soundtrack and all. I would love, but वो game खेलने में उतना मजा नहीं है. Like Doom feels a lot better obviously, but वो with the music shoot करने वाला feel Doom I think automatically वो synchronize करके just makes it cool. तो इसमें मुझे वो feel नहीं आया Metal Hellsinger में. Sushir, you also checked it out. Do you want to talk about it, Abhi?
Yeah? Oh, yeah. I'll just like run through them. You know, Steam Next Fest is always a time when, you know, I go out checking like indies and stuff like that, and I really love it. Like, koi bhi, you know, at any particular time on the Steam Fest, like there are like 12-15 demos installed on my system, and like every night I check them out for like 10-15-20 minutes, half an hour bursts and stuff like that. I'll just really go through like the big three standouts of this time, you know, for me especially. You know, this is a very personal take. And the first one that I want to go with is with Selaco. This is a game that, you know, people who are in the retro scene, like Jay and everybody, they will really enjoy this. And I'm blown away by this demo. The fact that it's so, Selaco is like based on the GZ Doom engine, and the GZ Doom engine is itself a fork of the Z Doom engine, which is a Doom source port. Right. And, ये इंजिन पे यू नो पार्टिकल इफेक्ट्स एंड यू नो डिस्ट्रक्शन एंड क्रिएटिंग ऑल दैट काइंड ऑफ स्टफ विद सो मच कलर एंड सो मच यू नो इंटरैक्टिबिलिटी इट्स लाइक अ ड्रीम कम ट्रू. सो थिंक ऑफ दिस इज लाइक Selaco इज लाइक द काइंड ऑफ लाइक पुराना डूम का नेक्स्ट जेन डूम. मतलब पुराना डूम को अगर तुमको अभी के टाइम में खेलना है तो यू नो यू गो फॉर दैट. तो Selaco ये एक मतलब आयुष कांट हियर यू.
तो जस्ट ओला वाला डूम या फिर लाइक द डूम 96.
नहीं 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 वो पुराना वाला डूम. ये पुराना वाला जीजी डूम यू नो वो इंजन पे बेस्ड है. पूरा कैंपेन है एंड एवरीथिंग है. बट इट्स इंटरेस्टिंग वेयर इट टेक्स इट्स इन्फ्लुएंसेस फ्रॉम. स्पेशली इट टेक्स इट्स इन्फ्लुएंसेस फ्रॉम फियर, जिसमें कस्टम एआई था यू नो एंड एवरीथिंग. लाइक यू नो एआई का अपना दिमाग है. दे आर ट्राइंग टू फ्लैंक यू एंड दे आर ट्राइंग टू यू नो दे हैव ब्रॉट दिस टू यू नो Selaco इन दैट इंजन. एंड इट्स अ रियली कूल थिंग टू यू नो एक्सपीरियंस इट फर्स्ट हैंड. मतलब स्टोरी ऐसा है कि यू आर कैरेक्टर कॉल्ड डॉन एंड ये Selaco एक यू नो या Selaco इज लाइक यू नो दिस फैसिलिटी अंडरग्राउंड फैसिलिटी दैट यू आर इन. इट गेट्स ओवररन लाइक थोड़ा हिस्ट्री थोड़ा ये ऑफ है इसमें थोड़ा लाइक यू नो नियर फ्यूचर काइंड ऑफ जगह है. बट लाइक फियर क्वेक डूम इफ दीज आर ऑल द थिंग्स दैट यू लाइक especially the original Quake Doom and the fear, if these are the things that you like, then Selaco is a no-brainer. Matlab, there is no question. And the demo is out for free. Just try it out. Just try it out and see. And it will be a great experience. The next one that I want to talk about is Gloomwood. And ye New Blood Interactive ka hai. And Uncle Dave ne bola hai ke koi bhi game aata hai, to uske baare mein baat kar rahe. To uske baare mein mere ko bolna hai ki Gloomwood is turning out to be like, wo tha na fan service. Gloomwood is like fan service for people like me. Jaise if Selaco is like fan service for the people who liked the original Doom, Gloomwood is for people who like Thief. ठीक है. और ये जो Thief के fans हैं, जो पुराने Thief, Thief 1 या Thief 2 Metal Age, उस सब के जो fans हैं, they will feel right at home. मतलब the interactivity is good, the locations are really really immersive, atmospheric, और मतलब तुम्हारे पीसी किसी के पीसी में भी चल जाएगा. मतलब ट्राई करके देखो डेमो. ऐसा नहीं कि बहुत बड़ा मतलब 3090 कुछ लगेगा उसके पीछे, मतलब बड़ा पीएसयू लगेगा, वैसा कुछ नहीं. गेम अच्छा चलेगा. गेम का गेम प्ले एलिमेंट्स बहुत बढ़िया है. जब तक तुमको स्टेल्थ करना है तब तक स्टेल्थ करो. पर एक बार स्टेल्थ खत्म हो जाए, वंस यू आर डिस्कवर्ड, द गेम डज नॉट एंड देयर. यू हैव अ आर्सेनल ऑफ वेपन्स. शॉटगन है, ये है, मतलब यू कैन रियली डू अ लॉट ऑफ हैवक.
इट्स एन इमर्सिव सिम टेक्निकली.
Right.
Yeah, it's a stealth focused immersive sim, but combat shooting is also great fun.
और वो जो consistently तुम you know you're scavenging the environment, यहाँ से कुछ ले रहे हो, वहाँ से कुछ ले रहे हो, ठीक है, कहीं से bullet उठा ले रहे हो, कहीं से कुछ ले रहे हो, and you're trying to survive through all of this. That is what you know is like the hallmark of this game. I really hope this comes out this year. I'm keeping my fingers crossed for this one.
But, also, wait, quickly jumping into Gloomwood, like this is something that even I am very interested in. इसका जो पहला डेमो आया था, one of the only demos ever जो मैंने पूरा खत्म किया, because I just couldn't get enough. I was like, fuck dude, or I just want to जितना हो सकता है help play. But second demo जब आया तो I thought कि I just check कि अच्छा it's different. But मुझे now I should wait for the full game. तो ज़्यादा भी repeat नहीं करना है ना when the full game comes out. उसके visuals देख के put off नहीं होना, like it is थोड़ा सा मतलब लगेगा, it's not like the
low poly.
हाँ low poly है, but once you get into it, it does make sense with like everything else that they're doing, and it's freaky also sometimes. It's scary some sections.
थोड़ा horror elements
है. Horror elements है. Can scare you. Give you good scare.
माने सही बारे में बोलना चाहता हूँ कि the thing that you said that is exactly true. You know, sometimes you go through these things and you play them again and again. And the fact that is that Steam Next Fest, अगर तुम्हारे computer पे वो demo installed है ना, तो Steam Next Fest एक बार खत्म हो जा रहा है तो you do not lose access to that demo.
Oh, yeah.
Until that game is there in your, like, you know, you have installed it, it will stay there. तो मतलब, you know, you can install it for like, अगर अच्छा लग रहा है तो काफी time खेल सकते हो. But the kicker of it, you know, for the lack of a better word, is the last game. तो ये गेम किसी को भी देख के भी लगे, ये गेम भी देखने में थोड़ा मतलब लो पॉली लग सकता है, आदमी लोगों को लग सकता है अरे ये क्या कार्टूनी फोर्टनाइट चीज तुम लोग खेल रहे हो.
It looks पर, damn cool though.
Oh my God. Anyone, you know, foot fetish or otherwise, अगर किसी को भी है, this game is a kick banger, serious banger. इस गेम का नाम है Anger Foot. And by God, publisher Devolver है, developer Freelice बोल के एक कंपनी है. These are like small like levels. Ek level shuru hota hai, tumhare paas card one kuch nahi rehta, pehla level. You go in, you can kick the door down. You fucking kick the door down. That's the only button that you get. You kick the door down, you go and kick the enemy gets thrown away. Uska matlab kuch toot ja raha hai, kuch ye ho ja raha hai. Fire extinguisher is like running around here and there. Once you get a gun, a shotgun and everything, moving from one place to another, like kicking things down, kicking people down and doing all that mayhem and everything. My God, it is like the most, like I'm somehow a little, you know, it feels weird to say that this is the most fun that I had this year. Like ye game demo was like the most fun that I had this year. It was so good. Like, really good, well polished and everything. Or beech beech mein jo chota chota cutscene aata hai, like menu mein, you know, where you are like trying to eat popcorn with your feet. Oh my God, those are such funny stuff that keeps happening. It's a good indie to look forward to. Anger, that the game name is Anger Foot. I think Manas has tried it out a little bit.
Yeah, I also loved it. This was one of the only games I should have Sunita ko mein leke. Dude, check this shit out. You're kicking, like you're kicking doors. Iska trailer dekhi ya? Abhi will have the trailer running. Gameplay running over. You're kicking doors, kicking enemies, then you're shooting single shot mid, take out enemies. Ek do shot mein, I think you'll also die jaldi. So it's great fun.
Yeah.
It has a very nice look also to it. Mujhe dekh le, shit, aisa koi story wala game bada maza aata. It's like great, great visual style also. Or running through, that was your last game, na Sushir?
Yeah, last was the
last game.
I have
like two more games just to quickly mention. Okay. Ek to Agent 64. स्पाइस नेवर डाई, ये वो गोल्डन आई 64 का इंस्पायर्ड गेम है.
गोल्डन आई आया नहीं आया, एजेंट 64 आ गया.
एंड इट्स सो कूल ये गेम है ना, लाइक मुझे, मैंने गोल्डन आई पुराना वाला खेला नहीं है, बट प्लेइंग दिस आई कुड नो व्हाई दैट गेम इज सो बिलव्ड ना. जैसे यू कैन शूट विदाउट एमिंग वैसे, एंड इट्स फेयरली एक्यूरेट, बट इफ यू राइट क्लिक टू एम तो थोड़ा स्लो मो करके तब जाके वो, देन यू राइट क्लिक टू एम बट यू मूव द माउस, थोड़े अजीब से वे में मूव होता है उसका. It's not like a normal reticle. Uska. It's really fun. You exploding barrels and all. Kafi enemies mar rahe. And some cool smaller effects, CRT filters wagera hai on screen. And some cool effects like say glass wagera bhi you shoot na, you'll see like uske bullet marks and all. Jo mujhe lagta hai like for the art style it's going for minor details like this kind of pop out. Great stuff. Aise Agent 64. Easy good fun. Definitely check it out. And the last one that I want to just mention, Sapiens karke. I enjoy city building wale games and
yeah.
Sapiens karke game hai, which does both third person and first person. Dono mein you can play the city building game, and it's has a lot of depth. And again, like Sushir mentioned, one of those games jo tum apne computer pe install chhod do, even in the demo there's a lot of content to play and explore. And in the same vein, there's another game called Ballads of Hongai. I just want to mention this because this game was so pretty. Itna sundar city building game. It's like playing Ghost of Tsushima. If Ghost of Tsushima was a top-down isometric city builder. Vaise graphics hai, takes 15 to 20 minutes to even load. Computer pe like, I literally thought, main kya dekh raha, main uth ke chala gaya. It took so long, so irritating to load, and it runs like absolute crap ekdam. रद्दी चल रहा है. डेमो में ऑलरेडी DLSS के ऑप्शंस है क्योंकि उनको भी पता है ये गेम चलने नहीं वाला. इट्स ब्यूटीफुल बट रन्स लाइक शिट दो, दे नीड टू ऑप्टिमाइज इट. बट या, इफ यू लाइक अ गुड लुकिंग सिटी बिल्डर, बैलेट्स ऑफ होंगाई, या दीज आर ऑल द गेम्स दैट आई, मी एंड सुशीर अभी चेक्ड आउट, एंड ओवरऑल मी, सुशीर एंड आयुष टू टॉक अबाउट. गुड टाइम टू बी प्लेइंग गेम्स.
या, एंड लाइक दीज, यू नो, फ्रीलोडर्स आई प्ले.
You know, anyways, it takes everyone to get the world around.
Anyway, so if you don't want to spend some money, you play those free demos and then play the Diablo Immortal. Right? And you're set. Right. I think with that, that brings us to the end of the show, right? Right. It was nice to have this, just the three of us back together again. Let us know what you thought of the, today's show. What do you think about Last of Us coming out on another platform? What do you think about Starfield as the new exposition at the Xbox and Bethesda Showcase? Make you excited about it again. And what do you think about Diablo Immortal? Only if you've played it, please. No principle-based comments.
Not what you think about the articles around Diablo Immortal.
Yeah.
Or the videos.
Only what do you think about the game itself, yeah. Right? And if you want to make an opinion, like download the game, play it. It's free, right? Play it for 2 hours, come back. Mm-hmm. Let's see what you think, right? Anything else you want to ask us about the demo or anything else that you're doing, let us know in the comments. And if you want to reach out to us, you can also send us an email on editor@gameofin.com. You can also reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week, this is Ayush, Sushir, and Manas signing off. Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye.